What's up, y'all? What's up? So first and foremost, I have to shout out. We not only have four faces today, we have five faces today.
And you better talk your man up. Sis. Let's go.
We have a special guest to the BGLRT, Black Girls Love Reality 2 podcast.
That was good. I couldn't even say that loud. I couldn't say that that fast.
No, because I be on Insta and I be having to get our handles right. So that's how I know. Oh, all good. But we have a special guest. He goes by the name of Darian Watson. So if you guys didn't know, I talk about Darian all the time on this podcast because unfortunately he's my husband. And
your life has been made wonderful, so there's no unfortunate.
It has. Calm down. What I mean by that is that we had to really pry and pull to get this man on this podcast. And there is a reason why. Darian has been watching a lot of these shows with me, specifically Love and Marriage Huntsville. And we thought, because this explosive interview that dropped with Martell and Tasha K, that this was the perfect time to bring Darian on this podcast for a male perspective. Now, ladies, I'm going to be real with you. I'm a little concerned that y'all might be a little triggered because Darian loves Martell. He has always been a fan of Martell. Now, Martell, he has not always been a fan of Martell's ways, but he is a fan of Martell. He also watches
and has watched crazy. Hey.
Married to Medicine.
Here's how she described that. Sounds wild. Like I'm biased.
Is it fact?
That's a fact.
Yeah,
right?
But we gotta be careful, because usually when people like Martell, that means they toxic.
You can relate.
I used to be.
Everybody got a BC life.
I used to be Toya in my past life.
Oh Lord.
And we're gonna talk about
trying to be Toya in your current life.
Ooh, that's right. That's fire. Shoot. Okay. We're also going to talk about Toya and Eugene specifically, because he also has been a fan of Married to Medicine, specifically because that show shows a lot of the men. Mm-hmm. And we love Dr. Damon. We talk about that. But like, Darian actually will sit and watch that one with me, as well as we said Love and Marriage, because of just the dynamics. So we want to welcome Mr. Darian Watson to the podcast. Hey, what's up, Darian?
I just think it's wild that you say my full name. Like, I'm Darian. What's up, everybody?
I'm Darian.
Yeah, they definitely had to drag me on here, because I listen in the background all the time. And I'm like, yo, the way they be dragging these folks, I want no parts. But we gonna do this. We're fair.
I don't think we drag unnecessary. Like, if they deserve it. Like, strongly deserve it.
I think that's debatable.
I agree.
But we're going to jump into it. What's up, everybody? Thank y'all for inviting me. Hopefully I can share some balanced perspective here.
Let me also preface this by saying, as we talk about the toxicity of Martell, I don't want y'all to think my husband is crazy. So we have been married for 10 years.
Dang, it's been almost 10 years.
No, actually, 109 years.
Still, 9 years.
That's basically.
But we actually met in college, so we have a BC. We have a long history. We've known each other now longer.
For the same amount of time that we've been alive, essentially. We've been together on and off for the same amount of time we've been alive. That's wild.
Like, yeah, we got history. And within that, we have some stories.
Toxicity, mutual toxicity.
Thank you, Jay. See, Jay already walking in my favor. Thank you, because we know what's up.
It's about us. But I just wanted to say, we are happy. We love each other. But it's going to get real at this podcast. Amen. All right.
Amen.
So we have to kick it off first and say, if you have been under a rock and you are a fan to Love and Marriage, I mean, you had to have seen at least clips by now of this explosive interview with Tasha K. We have already mentioned that this girl is a little interesting. Tasha K be doing some stuff, okay? Tasha K got issues with Cardi B. She got issues with a lot of people, okay?
I'm gonna say she has no credibility.
She has so already when we heard this interview was going to be done by Tasha K, we was like, okay, what is this going to be? But to be fair,
I'm hand up already. Hold on.
I got something to say.
But to be fair,
she
has interviewed all of them. Already. And I appreciate that about her. Yeah, like she has interviewed Ariane. She has interviewed Melody. Mm-hmm. And now she is completing this interview process with this Martell.
The throuple, right.
So, question, so much. Was this before or after he got locked up? This interview.
After.
This was after.
Okay, so after. He was really tight.
This was after.
Okay. It's recent. Oh, no, he probably couldn't wait.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, he caught him while he was, like, when he just got out and was like, we got to do this.
I think he did the interview because he sent him to jail, allegedly.
At this point.
Yeah. We're going to get into some of the highlights. Literally, this interview was 2 hours, y'all. If you watch the whole interview, it was 2 hours long. And when I tell you it was so hard for me to sit there and just like not scream at the screen, it was very difficult. But we're going to get into point by point.
That was a hard time to watch. I ain't going to hold you.
It was so triggering for me.
I stopped and started about 3 or 4 times. Like, I couldn't just watch it straight through.
I was trying to work and I was like, wait.
Literally, I was on my desk like,
I had to stop. Hold on. I was like, you know how you hear something and you type what you hear and you don't realize it? I'm like,
I think all of y'all were triggered because all of y'all have dealt with a dude somewhat similar to Martell Holt. And regardless of the good that he does, because he reminds y'all of negativity in y'all past, y'all are always going to look at him like, I can't stand him.
No, but he trashed y'all.
Can we get some examples of the good?
Okay.
I go back and forth. I was just having this conversation with one of my close friends about like men that do you wrong. There is still some good you remember, but what was the good? The kids? Okay. He gave me 4 kids. That's all she probably could think of right now.
But there's a lot to be said about how he deals with his kids, though. And I think we discount in the fact that he can be an all-around butthole. But the fact that he takes pride in his kids and his family, although he has 5, one bonus kid, he still takes care of those kids. And so I'm not going to take that away from him because in today's society, y'all got brothers out here that's like ain't present at all. And
it's so a lot of men that are terrible husbands, but great dads.
I feel like he was putting a 20 on a 10 when he was talking about him.
About the kids.
Yeah, it was just okay, hold on, y'all.
The topic of this conversation should be revisionist history. So let's get into it because I got some topics.
Revisionist.
Because it's almost like he was doing this interview as if we ain't watched the seasons of things
unfold.
Nothing,
like we ain't seen nothing.
And like we didn't see things in real life happen as far as like timelines.
Literally.
So I was just kind of like, do I need to go back and pinpoint for you when these things happen? Because like I'm confused. So let's talk about first. So we get into it first. Tasha comes on. And I actually appreciate, Darian pointed this out. I appreciated that this was not a bashing session.
I give you that.
She really did it from a place of I'm trying to get information. Yeah. And if I'm being honest, she did a really good job.
She did her best.
She did a good job.
I said her best.
Like,
okay. Her best. Okay. I'm like, okay. Because as a wife,
and mother,
she did a good job in a sense of where most women, especially as a wife and mother, are triggered by these conversations. Mm-hmm. She kept it very open to where he still felt comfortable to continue the interview without feeling like he had to be on the defensive. But I think this was her tactic because she was hoping she was going to get some extra information and make it an explosive interview.
Yeah.
So she didn't want him to be on the defense. But let's talk about this wine. Okay, y'all. Where this wine come from?
Commercial.
Because it's where can I get it from?
Season.
Where is
you
it? Like, he ain't even been selling it.
It's not online?
It is online.
He ain't been promoting it.
Yes, it is.
Let me look
because
it up.
When I watched the interview, it actually comes in a 4-pack, a 3-pack, a 2-pack, and a single.
Oh, well, bye.
I'm not buying anything. Oh, what? From the from the his website? Does his he website. Have it in any store?
Look,
does
those he, little,
oh, that's not gonna be in store, sis. That's not gonna be in store.
Those little mm-hmm. advertisements.
What did say? Collection of product is empty.
That's interesting because I'm gonna have to go. Well, I Googled it, and where I Googled it, it pulled up a site where you can purchase. I'm not interested in buying it, but like I'm just saying the advertisements. I was like, oh, let me go over and see what this is about.
Yeah, he
looked
at it.
Well, how did you
really looked at it? Because I didn't even know it came in packs.
They ain't making it hot. He had to reach into his reserves to get that wine for her.
Listen, okay. I don't care.
You had a whole season. Oh, this no, past no, no, season okay. about that.
Okay, stand corrected. Hold on. Stand corrected, Mandy. What's up?
I take it back. One bottle from 2021 is $39. And you get a 3-pack, a 6-pack, a 12-pack.
Okay. Is it only on his website or does he have distribution? Did he learn anything from Stormy?
It looks like it's only on his website.
Distribution. No. You see this dude had a whole platform that he could have used this whole past season. He could have been talking about it like Stormy talks about her products, like they promote black on every single thing they do. But you didn't talk about it not one time. You didn't even have a booth at the Espo.
Yeah, at the Espo. At the Espo. Crazy.
Did you say like they promote black? Because they ain't making no money either. So are we going to talk about
that's
that?
That's true.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Black show ain't making no money.
At least they promote
that's
it.
That's true. At least you see black on a t-shirt.
T-shirts. And
they going to make sure you going to film at black.
Yeah. I'm about to say you going to film there. They going to talk about this little roulette.
They're making chocolate liquor. Who want that?
That's
chocolate in a bottle sounds disgusting.
Sounds disgusting.
Yes.
But let's also say I was really disappointed. So you have Tasha over here who's like, I'm a wine connoisseur. Let me smell it. Let me let it breathe. Hold on. And she actually knew what she was talking about. Like she was like, all right, breathing. I said, okay. So she asked him, she was like, oh, from the caption, is this from South, what she say, from a certain part of Africa? Yeah. He couldn't even answer it. He was like, it's from Africa. Bruh, you don't even know your own product, bruh.
He said,
you don't even know your own distribution.
You know how big East Africa is?
That man ain't been to it.
He said East Africa.
He don't know nothing about that wine. That girl, his manager got the wine again.
You spending too much time on Melody, and you ain't spending enough time on stuff that actually makes you money so you can live.
Clearly, he was spending time on other stuff, but
he was making money.
The problem is, no, this is the main problem. The main problem is everybody think what Millie do is so easy because it's like, oh, it's just because she on the show, she could sell all this stuff. So they get to trying to do it and realize,
she ain't in it early.
Yeah, this
and
ain't
she has like a legit built-in, like she's following. Worked it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With no credibility for it, but okay.
Hey,
that's a lot of influence.
Everybody copying off Stormy and they ain't successful. So let's talk about it. Like, no.
I wouldn't say that because she had all this before Stormy even came on the show.
She did have Avenue whatever makeup.
Why does she have a skincare line? That don't make sense.
She did. It was before Stormy came on the show.
God said go t-shirt.
All of that.
But I thought we saw Stormy was helping her. Like
he was.
Maybe that was two seasons ago.
It was a music video.
Helping her to start
it. It was a music video.
It was at Stormy's house, right?
That music video for her song Leaving Martell. It was at Stormy's
house. No, I'm talking about with her skincare line. I thought they made it like a warehouse or something, and they were talking about it. And Stormy was trying to give her tips.
Vaguely remember what you're saying, Shay. Yeah,
yeah,
I remember. She's right.
I wouldn't be shocked. Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked.
Was she
because she talked about how Stormy is very successful with distribution. Actually, she introduced Stormy on the show as like this is a person that I like to learn from because this is what she's done with her business and her distribution, and I want to do some of that with my products and yada yada. So. I'm gonna get down to the meat. So we start off initially with my first question as he starts talking. Why did it take so many years? Why do y'all think from Melody perspective, why did it take so many years to divorce him? I think he was valid.
She loved him. She was down bad. Let's be real. There are a lot of women that do not leave a cheating man. It's just, it's on television. It started to look bad on her. And her personal brand. If they were not on television, she would still be with this man. I think everybody knows that.
If you're showing
you think
up
even
at
with the bonus
house,
baby?
Yes, I do.
Because it wasn't like he was cheating with multiple women.
It was
cheating
one
with
girl.
The same person for years, and you knew about her. Yeah. And the fact is, you knew that he was still messing with her when you got pregnant with that last baby.
Period. Yeah.
So
that's all bad.
I think she tried to pull up, I'm going to one up her and I'm going to get pregnant type thing. And then boom, the girl pregnant. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
together.
And then from, I remember Ariana interview, that wasn't her first pregnancy by Martell.
No,
it was not.
So ooh. I definitely think.
Yikes.
Right. That was not her first pregnancy by Martell. About it.
Please put up the allegedly signed Jasmine. I just feel like we're going to
get it. Came out her, she said it. Came out, I remember that.
It came out of her mouth on Tasha K. That came out of her mouth.
So hey, Jasmine, how you say that? Golly. Like,
so my thing is, I think that part of the contention is, I think Melody is bitter on not on the jealousy side, but on the, she might regret the fame over her marriage type situation. I think she's bitter because she know that's what
she sacrificed her marriage. She sacrificed her marriage for the fame.
That's what I think fully. Mm-hmm. And I think she knows that. Is it sad that I feel like this woman would have still been with this cheating man? Absolutely. But like he said, she been knowing about this girl forever. Like the day that she told me to go out and find a girlfriend, I went out and found her.
Mm-hmm. That part to me, okay, go ahead, Darian.
I told Darian this. Go ahead, Darian.
I have my hand up. I'm trying to be.
Go ahead, Darian.
And yes. I'm trying to be decent.
Go ahead, decent in order. Okay, church.
Decent and in order. What is wrong with you?
I'm just saying, Mandy. You said that, you know, she's regretting the fame, but before they got on this show, you can't tell me that there weren't other shows to watch to see that most people that got situations going on like that learn a lesson that they should stay away from TV.
Absolutely.
But I also think that everybody goes on thinking it's not going
to
be.
It's not going to happen to me.
No, for real. Mm-hmm. Like, to be honest, like if I was to get on a reality show, I'm not thinking, oh, me and my man going to break up. Like, that's not the first thing. I'm going to be on some Dr. Heavily. Like, y'all can have everything y'all got for me, but that's the one thing.
That's how Kyle first got on.
But you also not gonna go into a situation knowing that your situation is super tricky and then get on a TV show.
Yeah.
And that was the thing with them. It was super tricky from episode one.
I can see where he's upset because he's like, you went on the show knowing this mess was gonna come out. And I think that was maybe her way of saying, well, if I'm going through all this hell, I might as well get something from it.
Because they pitched the show to be exactly so
this pimped the man out.
This wasn't supposed to come out, you know what I'm saying? Until they start recording and all this stuff start happening.
He said Carlos came to them and said, "Love the idea, but I want to make this an ensemble show." He talked about this on Tasha K.
He did. He
didn't know what an ensemble was. He didn't know what that meant. He was just kind of like,
I still don't know what it is, but
multiple people on the show.
Yes, yeah, the cast. It's because at first the show was just going to be about them two.
Them two.
Yeah. Doing houses. And
it would have been safer that way, if you ask me.
Well, that's what they went into.
That's what they were going for. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then again, what about your people, Marla Tark and
That's true.
Christina.
Ooh, baby. Christina.
That was an HGTV show.
Still blew up.
It got messy.
Y'all don't drag, and y'all don't drag Christina nowhere near how y'all drag my boy.
I did. Oh no, she
got her karma. She got a karma.
Yeah,
she got her karma. She had a baby by that man. Yeah, she had a baby by that man, and he still left her.
Yes, after that, like she married him. She got married again.
Yeah,
clearly she was the problem.
She's still on the coast. She was still on the coast.
He married. He got him up right.
She's shooting them bath for the commercials now because she need that check.
There you go.
Yes.
But I will say this. Her designs, though, are fire. But that's neither here nor there. But to your point, it was supposed to be an ensemble. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be just them. It turned out to be an ensemble cast. My issue, though, Mandy, I'm not understanding. Melody was the one that actually brought the cheating situation up the show, season one.
I think it was a crop. She's the one. Yeah.
I don't understand. And maybe as a female, I'm not going to be going back and forth nobody that wants my man that bad, and he is showing up like that. Like, if you are constantly leaving me for this woman, I'm not fighting. Do you think it's because she wanted that family dynamic so bad she was willing to fake it until she...
Yes.
Or do you also think it had to do with, like, I'm the best, he gonna want me over her, like, still in that crazy mentality?
It's ego of, in that. It's both. A part of staying with a cheating man for that long, you got some mental issues you got going on, and you got some esteem issues, and you absolutely. And I think that her outing him for cheating was like a cry for help. Maybe she thought in a delusional way, like, okay, it's out there in the open, he really not gonna keep going with this. But it backfired, because I'm pretty sure in Martell mind, he like, bet, it's out there, I can go really be with my girl.
Even in, like, the interview, how he described it was more like sister wives type situation more than like a cheating situation. So clearly she knew, she, you know, it's been years.
And I believe him on that.
Do you think that's true? Do you think that's the truth?
Yeah.
Like he said, Melody sat down with this woman and her mother.
Yeah, I believe that.
Right?
Never in life.
Here's the thing. Like, that ego stuff that you talked about, Mandy, it's as Martell's complaining, go find you a girlfriend. And that man said he got up and went and found a girlfriend. She been knew about her, right?
Yeah.
And I know we're talking about, like, oh, well, this is the same woman. Yeah, because she been in the picture. And Melody knew she been in the picture. And she's hurt because of who he chose. Because she already knew about her.
But the crazy thing is that the thing that really makes me mad about this whole situation is, if that's your girl, like, you really love this woman, you can't leave her alone, go be with her. He don't even want to be with her.
Exactly.
That's my problem.
Yes.
That's my problem.
So that's my next question. So let's go into the next part. So the next part I found really interesting. So why all of a sudden is he talking good about Ariane? This is like revisionist history, because
the peasant.
From day one, He has actually called her more names than anybody on the show.
Than Melody has. I mean, my God.
Because my more boy names is trying to come anybody. Up off that child support. She got that man on child support. He going to butter her up and try to get her to take him off child support. So he can keep his money.
He can't have her own child support. He ain't got no money. If anything, she'd have to pay him child support.
Don't act like own it. Sending them a check.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
So then what is being garnered?
But to Darian's point, too, we saw this season that he ain't got nowhere to live.
At all. He's living with her. So
he got to hype her up because he needs somewhere to stay.
Yeah.
Yep. Y'all, let's talk about Ariane.
He lying.
Though.
I don't know what he's
lying.
He
ain't got nowhere to go.
I don't know if he's lying. She always there.
She literally said, every time I drop my kids off, she's there.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying, like, you don't know when to believe him or when not to believe him.
Thank you. It's her house. Like, and I'm sorry, like
it would
when
only
she
make
describes
sense.
Like having to drop her kids off to this lady, like, you would have to put me in a mental asylum. Like,
my kids wouldn't be going.
I just
not if she already knew about her. Like,
you trust her. You know she's not. She's been around so long. She's not gonna do nothing with them kids. No, I would have a problem.
It's like even still, this lady.
But what is the prize? What is the prize?
Girl. I don't know.
Now you
the prize is the family breaking up. That's the prize to her. To that.
So how do y'all feel? How do you feel that the fact that anytime Melody's name was mentioned though, and even Tasha brought this up, that he still smiled, like he's still
he's
like
in
when,
love
like,
with the girl.
He's still. It's we like he still that. Has feelings for this girl, and
yes,
it's so
we
weird
know.
Because it's like really just if. Part of the reason why this is going on for so long, like this turmoil, is because he don't want to leave her alone.
Yes.
If he just left her alone, I think they could really like do like this co-parenting thing.
Because mentally, 100%. But we're gonna get into. He mentally still can't believe she really like left him, changed her name, got her own house. Like he mentally is not accepting that. Like, oh, she really like
it's pride.
But
yeah,
what
ego is hurt.
No, what it's given me is she knew this was the situation and she still got up out of there on me. And so I love her, because this was the arrangement. This was the agreement. So I don't despise this woman, but I'm mad at her right now because she knew what I was doing. And we got on this show and she changed up on me. And now look at what she's doing. That's what I'm getting from Martell.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
It's a tricky situation because no matter what, whenever that woman decided it was time to leave, you can't be mad at her. Like, even if she knew for 5 years, that woman said it was enough. Like, you can't, like, what? I don't know. Like, I get it. Like, you could say, oh, she knew. It's still going to negate the fact that one day this woman woke up and no matter what her reasons was, she decided I'm gone. Right. It don't matter. It doesn't matter. She knew for 10 years.
Yeah.
One day she got up and said,
I deserve better than this. I don't want to deal with this anymore.
But that's why my stance is if you cheat, we done. Because if you cheat one time and I take you back, you're going to think, I'm good. You're going to keep on doing it. So my stance on it is this. Regardless if she wanted her family or not, somebody broke that code. And you can't have your family as it is because of what has taken place. And so it should have never gotten to this point in the first place where it, as soon as it happened, if she was as strong and as determined as she is and say, look, I ain't gonna let nobody treat me this way. She should have left when it first happened. But don't get this stern now because you on TV and people see you as a fool.
I mean, that's
we saw her
as
a fool when he cheated on the show and she stayed there.
And had that baby. I think another aspect of it too, from Martell's point of view, is that everything is in her name. Mm-hmm. Like the businesses and the licenses that's are in being her done. Name. Houses, and so now he wants to go scorched earth because he's basically kryptonite.
Like he's a woman scorned. It's almost like he's acting like for
like
instance,
she cheated on him.
It's this lady that went viral on TikTok recently. Her y'all, she's married to like a very famous like investment banker.
The
like
light skin lady,
They need to put her on Housewives of Atlanta. They need to put her. Basically, she found out her man of that she's been married to for 25 years. Literally, has had like a side chick for 5 years. Like she had no idea. Like.
A young girl that looked exactly like her, like that could be her daughter.
Exactly like her.
Yes.
It is insane. And she caught them in the airport. And it's like, I feel like for some women, I just feel like it just be, it's something in them where it's just like, I don't know, man. Because it's on one hand, you want to fight for your man. It's been, I don't know, Melly, that's hard. Four kids.
They've been together for a long
time. I'm not fighting for no man that ain't fighting for me.
But I want to address something that was mentioned earlier, and I'm not sure who said it, that everything was in her name. When you go into a marriage, depending on whose credit is better,
That's true.
Usually absorbs the majority of the bills, right?
Yes.
And so when you're in that marriage, you don't think, oh, I need to change this and we need to balance this out we're grinding and we're growing our credit together, right? We're on to come up together. They met out of college. So, ain't neither one of them had no money. He was a special education teacher. Mm-hmm. She was in education. So, neither one of them had anything, right? So, I also don't want to, I want to be clear of, I don't think Martell was scheming because everything was in her name, per se. She probably just had a better credit score.
Let me finish.
That is something that happened. And you didn't think, like, as we get older, again, I don't need to add anything in my name because you knew about this situation. So why would I add anything in my name when you knew what's going on? You knew I got this other chick on the street.
No, I'm cheating. Let me figure something out.
I'm sorry. She may be okay today, but she's not a little girl pregnant.
Cheating is you. You don't even have a license. You don't have nothing.
But I think that's also a cautionary tale. And it's a cautionary tale too. Like it tells the story about their whole marriage. Like, yes, her credit could have been better. Yes, all this and all of that. But you literally letting this woman build up all this stuff with you. And like, yeah, she was the face. You might have been the one that was actually, of course, like on those building sites with the people.
You know what?
But when it came to being in the world and how they came on the show, and she was introducing Tisha to all these business women, and she was here and she was there. Like, you see your wife, you know she not know I'm just gonna stay at home or whatever. That part, like, at some point you gotta say, oh shoot,
how long is gonna last? Bad.
Like, I need something to do. And I think that he just once again never thought this girl was gonna leave him. He just never thought, and that's why he's mad. He's literally the woman in the relationship.
This is what happened to women when they help their husbands build these financial whatever, or they
went into Excel.
And basically, and they leave you for a younger girl or whatever, and now you out here on the street.
You out here on the street, nothing to show for it.
And that's just basically what's happening to him, and he's bittering him.
He has nothing to show for it to this day. And the thing that's crazy is, like, you still can't pass the builder's test.
Nope.
I'm confused. I'm so confused.
Ain't studying. Y'all think he's studying?
I'm just going to find another business partner. But then again, he's putting his trust in somebody else too.
That guy can sit there and roll off on him too.
Because he really ain't got no loyalty to you
at all.
See, I'm not taking up for him, but I look at it differently, right? Like, disability doesn't have a look. And so I go deeper into, does Martell have something going on as to why he might pass this test? Right?
That's true. He could be dyslexic.
Test anxiety is real.
Yeah.
But no, seriously, like, let's talk about it. Test anxiety is real. I know somebody who went to chiropractor school and ain't no chiropractor to this day because of test anxiety.
Dang. That's true.
It's how he needs to get to.
But it just seems like a man that got all them issues. You got her cheating too. I mean,
no, you got to run. No, you got too many strikes against you, guys.
You got all this going on, and you're
still cheating. Hey, should have been cheating.
And you picked Ariane, who can't do nothing for you. At least pick a sugar mama.
Can't do nothing.
But I say that to say he's cheating. Don't get me wrong. I like Martell's suits. I like his image. I like all of that. But let's talk about it. That is the one thing that he can control.
Yeah.
Where he can show up and be like, I'm in charge of this.
Yeah.
It don't take all of that extra stuff, right? I know how to pick out a suit. That don't take much brain matter.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think too, like, as we talked about it, like, he always says, like, he was like, she was the face and he was behind scenes. It may have been where he wasn't comfortable. Like, that was like he's not comfortable being in front of people. And it even took Carlos in, like, the first two seasons to be like, I don't think y'all understand. Like, this has been really hard for him because he's not a kind of guy that likes to, like, be out front and to, like, be in front of people like that. So we are also seeing a lot of that, too. And I think he comes off kind of not so great on TV in the sense of, like, he's not the best personality that can showcase, like, Melody can, who does this for a living.
Yeah,
like, always been the same.
I mean,
knows how to say things right, know how to come across things right, know how to wordsmith things right.
In an argument, she beats
them down.
How you say everything wrong?
She beats them down in an argument.
He do everything wrong.
But
how is that possible?
Hold on, y'all. Okay, let's keep going. I'm gonna keep going down the topic. So
that's that girl.
So what did y'all think about him backtracking about the sex tape situation? You know what I'm saying? That he truly didn't want to go to jail. That he don't know what video it was, that he was sending it, that Ariane saw the video, but he didn't send it to her.
You know what? Just the one time I'm gonna give Tasha K her 10. Because when he was explaining that, and allegedly the video is allegedly her servicing him in a way that he claimed that she never did. Tasha caught that and was like, but I thought you said that she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I had to give her 10 on that one. I do remember that part. And I'm just sitting here like, Martell, you sound crazy. And there's no way that that girl saw that on your phone and didn't send it to herself.
Period.
No,
she definitely did.
It's giving Scandoval.
Yeah, like, there's no way she didn't. Oop. And it hasn't been released because he made it seem like it was her and another guy. It's her and him. Like, you're dumb. Mm-hmm. Like, you're dumb.
Yeah.
You're so dumb.
And this is the text that got him locked up.
I got it for this.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing for this. I don't.
This is, like, can I tell y'all what I think
about that? I mean, dang.
I just feel like
take a video of you and your wife. That's some sick stuff.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Sometimes she went through his phone. Can I tell you
what I really think is Martell's problem? I think the problem that Martell has with Melody is Melody was really running their business. He was really more of like running the kids, if we're being honest. Yeah. That's what I got from this interview. From this interview, Martell was truly with them kids. He had the kids on lock, taking them everywhere. She was really like in her boss mode.
Moving and shaking.
I feel like where the marriage starts to go awry is when sis is like doing all these business ventures. She's coming home. She's a working mama. And she's like, she ain't cooking like she used to. Mm-hmm. She ain't doing this like she used to. Hold on, hold on. So he's getting all upset. Like, at least you can do was like cooking for the kids and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, bruh, I'm running all of our businesses. I got to prep for our meeting tomorrow. Yada, yada, yada. So this is why I told Darian. I feel like he took that statement literally when she meant it figuratively. They probably was arguing one night and he's like, you don't have sex with me as much anymore. You don't do this anymore. You don't do this. And she was like, well, then fine then. Go get your girlfriend.
Find you something to do. She didn't mean. You're bored.
He didn't mean literally go get your girlfriend.
My boy Martell said, I'm out of there. Literally. I'm out of that thing. I'm gone.
I feel like that was a lie too. Because my thing is, it took her to say go get a girlfriend one time, and that same day you went and got.
You are married. You knew she didn't mean
and I found her that night. You a liar. You ain't find a girl at night.
The one thing I will say about that is, I feel like in any relationship, there's constantly going to be the shift in dynamic, shift in responsibilities, give or take. But it sounds like as they continue to have that conversation and their disagreement, there wasn't a re-level setting of expectations. And anybody that's been in a relationship, like what we do this year, we ain't going to do next year.
Right.
They were not having those conversations, expecting business as usual. And their marriage fell apart because of it. Anybody that has been in a long-term relationship knows, like, yo, you have to communicate, and you got to communicate often. If somebody tell you that they don't like something, you got to be like, okay, I don't got to do exactly what you're asking me to do, but let me figure out a version of it, because it is your responsibility in any relationship, both parties' responsibility, to keep the other person happy. Right. And I feel like they both got to a point where she's like, well, I'm running the business, well, I'm doing everything with the kids, and they tit for tat and they want what they want, but there was a breakdown in their communication.
And I think him, the reason why he couldn't leave that girl alone is literally like that 80-20 rule. He was getting 100% of what he wanted because he got the 80% of the wife that's out there. We're a power couple. Everybody respects us. Everybody want to be us. Everybody want to be love us. Everybody crying for us. I love her. She's beautiful. She got my kids. But like you said, she busy. So when she busy, I can go over her and get everything. She not. But he in the perfect.
He was in bliss.
In heaven. In heaven on earth. Okay.
Until Melody snitched and brought it on TV. And then all
because if I'm being honest, I think it always bothered her. She just didn't know what to do. And I think when you built a brand as a couple, like, y'all gotta remember season one, all of the books and the I mean, their success was also off of their marriage. So their marriage fell apart.
She didn't want nobody else to bust it out before. Because, you know, Arian was thirsty to say something. She been thirsty.
Oh,
she
wanted to be on the show.
Oh, no.
He caping for her that she needs to be on the show now. Keep all that, sir. No, she don't.
That's the one thing Carlos ain't doing. Sorry.
On the show.
Carlos ain't doing that. He messy, but he don't play about Melody. So...
And which I see that as an issue too, because he don't respond to them other cast members like that. And I know because
me and not about Tisha too, though. He protected Tisha.
Because he would have brought Tisha's cousin on there if he really cared about Tisha.
Against Mel, though. He do be bringing everybody mama on there.
And baby mamas.
Mamas, that's true. I think also the thing is too, I think that we're so used to this quote unquote strong Melody. I don't think that girl was strong at all. She was a typical woman that did not know what to do. My man is cheating, but I love him. I don't know what to do, y'all. Like, I'm telling y'all, it was a cry for help when she came on that show and started talking about, well,
hoping that that may be the thing that now he's on the show, that he would chill out, that he would, that he would stop.
I don't know necessarily if it was a cry for help, because if we remember that first season, that whole first season, she was telling Tisha that Marcel was cheating because Martell was cheating and they hang together.
Yeah,
I'm not saying Marcel was or was not cheating.
but we ain't
never seen no proof of it. But I do think he'd be cheating.
That's because the only person that really know where the bodies are buried is Martell and Melody. And they don't want to be the people to wreck that marriage. So I think just because it hasn't been founded.
Oh my
no, God. Because he actually talked about it. Because they kept crying. Tasha K was trying so hard. She was like, now I know you was not the only one.
Well, he knew that man probably going to sue him.
I know you wasn't the only one. You know, and he was like, he wouldn't say a word.
He don't play about that. He just need help. He need help.
So, I'm going to say something.
But we got to talk about the kids, though, y'all. But go ahead,
they need help.
Do you guys believe that there is an age limit to trauma response? I say that because I feel like when Martell got to talking about how he was raised and how he was hard and he was tough and he didn't show emotion and he was just like, rah, we can call that toxic masculinity today, but that's trauma, right? Yeah. And so I think that there's a lot of questions so many people have about Martell because he don't know himself. Right.
Well, hurt people hurt people.
Exactly.
But he don't open up either. Like, you can tell on the show, he don't open up. Like, you can tell he doesn't.
No.
You don't know nothing.
Well, that's because interview was cool.
Yeah.
And I told Marla this last night. That emotionally unavailable side of Martell, I was once that dude. And Marla can attest to this. And so when you see it, and when you grow through it, you like, yo, I know exactly what that man's problem is. He's too prideful to go and get the help that he needs and admit his failures and his issues to himself. Right. And so he's putting up this facade that everything is okay. And you've seen it in the last reunion where that man broke down because he's not okay.
So you do right by me. Everything you touch gonna come.
Here you go. Fingers, huh?
I believe in it.
But I'm just wholeheartedly, saying, I think that man is going through it.
I do.
And he's not going to let
he's going through it. They're in his clothes.
He's going to continue.
Forget these men. Forget these cheating old men out here. You should be going through it. You shouldn't be happy. You shouldn't know peace. Period. That's how I feel.
But let's talk about it, y'all. One thing we need to talk about that's really upsetting me, the one thing that me and Darian did see eye to eye, was when he talked about not being able to see his kids for 56 days, not being able to go to the school and eat lunch with the kids. I don't like how they use the kids to get back at each
other. They weaponize the kids. Yeah, they use the kids.
Some kids are traumatized at this point. They have to be based off this doggone...
I mean, he was berating them.
They were in the car, but no, they were in the car when he got arrested. His mom had to come up there.
See, that's why
Melody.
But Melody, why was he up there to get some papers?
I don't understand that.
What paper are you going up there to the court, and they just gonna lock you up while you up right. there?
I feel like part of this is a lie.
It could have been a birth certificate for all we know. It could have been a social security card for all we know. And this is why I'm going
to
get this man
the benefit station?
Of
the
doubt. No, he said
he went to the courthouse.
He needed to go to the records of something to get a court official document.
Okay, that could be
for some case or for something.
Okay,
for something.
So that can be anything. Here's my problem. As a father, remove Melody and Martell out of this situation. If I cannot see my daughter for 56 days, all hell is going to break loose. Regardless
of what
you're
doing. But for her.
I ain't done. But I ain't saying just on my end. My kid is going to have a problem because she misses her daddy. Regardless of what the shortcomings are of either one of those kids love those parents.
Yes.
But I just don't see how... Well, also, I'm the only person here that don't have a kid, so I have to preface that. But I mentally cannot see how relationships between parents wouldn't affect a child. Like, if y'all, if you harassing the mama, you threatening to do all this stuff to the mama, you don't know what y'all doing behind closed doors. It seems like y'all get physical. I don't care if she hitting on him or he hitting on her. It seems like y'all got some stuff going on. And you've been clowning this lady. You've been doing all this unsafe stuff. You not thinking about your kids either. That's my
like
problem.
Releasing like, the kid, like releasing her address.
You not thinking about your kids either.
Yeah, Andy, I think both are being petty. This is what I'm gonna say about what I don't like about either one of them. Regardless of what Martell did to you, he did that to you. You need to chill out when it comes to the kids. The kids are seeing too much.
Yes. Those kids are overexposed to too.
They know what is happening. They know the commentary. They know too
much. The oldest one.
You don't care about the kids at this point. Y'all are too busy trying to use the kids to get back at each other. And you're not paying attention to these kids are going to have to grow up and have to deal with the trauma. Like we all probably have friends that have gone through their parents having a divorce. Even when it's amicable, it is a lot on the kid, even when it's amicable. So to see this kind of turmoil and to see people getting arrested and to see, it's just, come on, y'all, for the kids' sake. And this is why I'm going to lead to this last point before we start talking about Toya and Eugene. Do we think it's time for them to get off of this show or maybe spin somebody off? Because I feel like as long as they're on this show,
it's always going to be this.
Them kids are going to be no good because it's going to be tit for tat.
This time
I think this interview is going to be the catalyst for that because
and I think he's getting rid of Martell and him getting arrested.
There's no coming back from this.
Yeah. And then he was talking about Carlos too.
Ariane had an interview and so did Melody. So can we officially say that this is, to be fair, all of them have had interviews.
Honestly, the story is closed.
They didn't bash each other like Martell did. Martell went scorched earth on them. Yeah. And he went as far as to say that the last baby may not even be his. How do you say that? That's not something you can come back from.
You can't come back from that.
And especially like kids feel energies. Yes. Like even if you try to hide it from them, they feel energies. Little kids especially. Hear everything. Even if you're whispering to your friend on the phone, they hear what you're saying. And we know that y'all talking bad about each other.
Yeah.
Or you're talking about the other woman. Or you're talking about Sheree. Or you're doing whatever. Yeah. Like, they hear and see and feel everything. I would think for the sake of your children, you would get off the show. I would have also thought for the sake of your children, you wouldn't have did this 2-hour interview and attacked their mother.
Did you hear how he said he almost brought the kids on set if it would have been another day? I'm just like, but you're literally bashing their mom for like 2 hours and you would have been okay with them sitting
in
the back.
And he said he wasn't going to say nothing nice about her. Like, why are you here? What is your point?
He literally was like, I'm not going to say anything nice. I will not. I'm like...
But y'all used to be together at one point.
That made it so hurt. It's ridiculous.
I think both of their behaviors is a classic example of what we've seen this entire season. I'm not leaving the show because if I leave the show, you won. I think they're so tit for tat that neither of them are going to leave the show. And that's why I said they both need to exit. I don't care about them introducing a new person for Mel or Martell. Both of them need to get off the show and get their life together because it's both of their lives
they
are broken.
They both got to go.
Honestly,
it's going to find its way back to this storyline
every time.
Introduce new people that we love. We didn't have postpartum people leaving and and you still at the end of the day got to ask this man, do he still love her? Like,
I blame Carlos though because he brings this up every time. It's like, Carlos, if you need to move on, if you can move on, maybe they can move on. Come on, you need to tell Mel if you ain't gonna bring no new man on here, you gotta go.
Well, okay, so let's get to the other part. Do y'all think he should bring Ariane on this show? To be fair, no. If Mel bring her,
no. She's too thirsty.
No.
She
to come
on.
No.
She's too thirsty.
It would be just like she not brought Sheree on there. Yeah, you know, it's not real. because
she don't be trying to fight.
They've been divorced for a long time.
She give very much. No, we
she
don't.
She's not etiquette. She ain't got the etiquette.
She's not there.
Yeah, keep bringing this girl's name, and we and she's not on the show getting a check. Do you think that's fair?
Yes. No, I do.
I'm not gonna say it's fair. No. But I think that's
love and hip hop. Mona would have had her on the show.
Okay, Stevie J and Jocelyn. The show was supposed to be about Mimi and Stevie, and they saw her at a casting tape and said, "Wait, who is this?" Yeah. And they brought her. But there's a difference.
Mona here for the mess.
But isn't that what writers are for?
I think that's even beyond Carlos. I don't think Own wants her on the show. Like, I think it's a whole thing. I think it's a
how many seasons of Atlanta Housewives did we go through and we never actually saw Big Papa?
The whole time she was on the show?
We never saw him, not one time.
Not one time. And we knew exactly who Big Papa was, what he was buying for her and everything. We never seen him or even heard his voice.
That's because he was in a relationship with his wife.
Her name was Kim too.
She was in a relationship with a married man. She doesn't get rewarded for that. I'm sorry. I just feel like you should not reward, no matter what the quote unquote ratings would be. And yes,
oh, look at Camilla. Camilla winning. She's still the queen. We still had to crown her. I'm just saying.
Marla,
like,
we're not listening.
We're not gonna bring that up.
And you know how long it took for them to even allow Camilla to be seen in public with him? It took like 30 years, baby. So. We on season 5 of this show. She good. Like, girl, go find a real side chicks of, you know, they got them shows coming out on the Tubi. She could go be on Tubi.
Zeus.
I think they need to get off that show. Focus on their healing and focus on their kids healing.
They put them kids in intensive therapy.
And not be trying multiple to focus on the bag. This show has messed their lives up significantly. Mm-hmm. And not only their lives, their kids will be messed up for a very long time, if not permanently, because of the actions of their parents. And so they need to leave the show. They need to leave the show. Honestly, because here's my take on it. Carlos, are you going to keep Melody's boring storyline and Martell's boring storyline?
She don't have one. Neither one of them have one.
Well, they got a storyline. It's been the same one since they started the show. But are you going to risk your show and ratings dropping so low because you're trying to protect them? I don't agree with that. Business is business, bro. Get them off your show. Get another interesting couple so them ratings can stay up and you can get to your bag.
Make it about the Fletchers. I love them.
But it
can't solely be about the Fletchers. Like, they're entertaining, bro. And I like them a lot. But you need more than one couple.
Yeah. You need the ensemble.
Well, you got really the rest of them. You got Kimmy over standing with her man. And
it's time for a refresh.
For honestly, I think all of them can
at this point. It need to be a refresh. Yeah. And how he got all this energy for all these Bravo shows, baby. You need to be worried about your dream cast for Love and Marriage Huntsville, not Atlanta. Like, let's worry about this dream cast instead of talking about Real Housewives.
Because I can see DC taking his spot easy.
Oh, DC busting already, baby.
I'm going to just say this. I am sick of black folks. Black producers exploiting black marriages and black couples and black people in general.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Darian,
that's real.
Because I see what you're saying. Because speaking of his franchises, if you think about Love and Marriage DC and why I think it's the best, is because they don't exploit, like, they don't have like the couple issues that they have be like normal couple issues. It don't be no, we trying to, the beef is never about what they got going on. Yeah. It's always about how they relate to other people. With them as couples, that's why I really like DC, because it's like, you could tell all of them are solid couples. Like, they are all like, you know, well, and
they represent different levels of marriage. You got the Tylers, you know, got the retired husband trying to figure out what he wants to do with his life. They got their kids, is, you know, going through those relationships.
I think it goes back to Marlo's point. Why Carlos is so invested is because he's responsible.
Yes, he probably feels like this is part of his fault.
This is his fault.
That's why he got on that crying two seasons ago in the reunion.
What do you do? You severance that's both true. Of them. You pay them for a year, get them off the show.
Yeah,
pay them salaries for a year and find somebody else.
Severance and pay for a year.
He literally says severance.
He says severance and pay. You gonna give them Cobra 2 years?
5 years. Five. They've been
gonna get Cobra.
You said what? Cobra. Hey, bro, he can pay their benefits. They can get a full on.
No, they're gonna have to do something.
You got to figure out
because yeah. I feel like if I'm male after this interview, I'm like, done. Whenever we have these drop offs and pickups,
she can't be done.
It's got to be some kind of court order because I'm never talking to you.
It has to be each other that we both agree with.
I feel like Mel,
they have too many kids. They got a co-parent.
Felt like she was too big and dumb for the show, so she should have left a long time ago too.
That too. I feel like she should have left two seasons ago. Personally, that season when she when she came to the reunion. What was the last reunion when she had that straight hair and she sat there and said nothing? I was like, she should have been. That should have been her last season.
I knew she needed the check, and that's why she was there. Because if she didn't show up at that reunion, she needed that money. And so here's what I'm not going to do. We're not going to make it seem like Martell is the only one that needs that check. I don't care how many businesses she got. She needs that check, too.
She's only relevant because she's on the show.
Yeah.
Her businesses will be in jeopardy.
If Carlos loves her so much, give her a spinoff.
I can see him doing that because they on tour right now together.
Yeah. Like some type of she can't move to Atlanta, so no, that can't happen. Some type of
so bad.
I know something she finds something. Give her like how Tamar had her show.
Her show was just her and her man.
When Tamar was just traveling, singing.
She has a man. Like that's the thing. But I get it. Like she probably don't want to put other relationship.
But you can't be a part of reality TV and not show your relationships. You will not be a reality star then. As long as you want to be a reality star,
a lot of them now, though. You got to think about it. This is the problem with a lot of our favorite reality stars. They exploited their lives so bad. And they realize, God dang, I probably should have kept some things.
I need some to myself.
Secret. Yeah. To where now they don't want to show nothing. Like I said, look at the Candies, look at the Karen Hugers, look at
and that's why the shows are going downhill.
Think about Jenna Lyons from New York. She's not coming back next season because they want her to talk about her relationship, and she like absolutely not.
And
let me tell y'all something. I did, y'all should be proud of me. I did some serious research before getting on here with y'all, and the fact. That they are not willing to pay the husbands and they getting all up in their business, they should be paying the men.
I do agree.
Like, I'm sorry. Agree. Like, you're not going to exploit my life and exploit my marriage and give me
one check. Medicine is the only ones they do, though.
And Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey are
because Jersey are as big as the cast of the women.
Maybe why you got balloons?
You'll be proud of me because I was about to get into a whole pay equity conversation. That's what I said. Did you throw thumbs up?
Wait.
Okay, but that's a great segue. So we're done with Love and Marriage. Let's just say, like Carlos, like after this interview, I don't know what y'all gonna do, producers, but clearly something needs to be done. And I don't want to see another season of Melody and Martell
right now. So
dragging their kids through what? We're done with divorce. We keep going back and forth to court.
Time out.
This is getting ridiculous.
Before we go, hold on. Time out. Did he say in that interview that she wants the kids to film and he's the one that's stopping them from filming?
Yeah. Yes.
And it tells me everything I need to know.
Yeah, it does.
About male.
He literally said that he stopped
that's why they're in court. Filming
because that's why they're in court. And he said she also wants them on social media and he does not want his kids on social media.
But you post a picture with all five of your kids.
But you part of the problem. You're probably the problem of why you don't want them on social media.
Go off.
Because people like you.
Go off.
But you think
that they not on social media? You think them older too?
You can credit me with a sex tape. Guys, let's make this make sense.
We can move on. This can carry on.
They both wrong. I'm going to say this. They both wrong. They both are fueling this. Mel is not innocent either because she keeps poking the bear as well. So as long as they keep poking each other, here we go.
I wouldn't either, though. I don't know how I'd be in that situation. I knew I want... Anyway, we're going to move on.
Let's move on. In this situation, ultimately, your ultimate goal is you're going to protect your children at all costs.
That's true.
No matter what the other person does,
period.
You have to protect the kids.
Period.
And that's not what neither one of them are doing. And
nobody has their kids in their best.
They both are going scorched earth. Like,
it's not even worth it.
Okay, so let's...
They're both tacky, if you ask me. They need to lead the show.
I agree.
Let's move on.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Let's move on.
So now we're going to move on.
Now we all about to band against Mandy because you know she about to
Introduce it. Nope. Introduce it, Marla. Nope. Go ahead.
Okay. So the next segment we wanted to
prove my point from last week. So keep going.
How you gonna tell me to introduce it and you still
talking? Go ahead, keep going. Prove my point.
Okay.
It's late her time. So, give us some grace.
Now we have to talk about Eugene. So we've talked about it, I think, in the last podcast, the scene where, you know, from Married to Medicine, we have Eugene and Toya. Long story short, like, Eugene was in med school. He met Toya, waitressing, you know, got this cute little fine thing. He looked real interesting. And it looks very much like I married him. I fell in love with him over time, but like, because he ain't the best looker, but he gonna give me a good life, right? Like, he's gonna be a doctor. Man. He's a really great person. He did what he needed to do to woo her, get her. So they've been married. What we are finding in this season, after they've been married for a long time, they got two young boys, is she is complaining more.
She's ungrateful, but okay.
Okay.
I feel like this also really started like last season.
It did.
Okay, when it was getting the old shots, remember?
Can I even say that before? I'd say since season one, she's been disrespecting this man by spending the money. But I will just say in general,
the church's money.
What we have seen is more vocally these last few seasons. She has been saying that she is not happy in her marriage because she
feels like, which is crazy in itself.
He no longer pursues her. He's not doing enough to gain her interest and to plan dates and things like that for her. So this last episode, he literally rents out the whole restaurant. It's a really nice butcher shop. So she see butcher shop and she already started like snooting up her nose. Like, how dare you
guys
talk
about this one? We already talked about
two episodes, right? So you know, so we talked about that in our last couple of scenes.
I got to talk about that episode though, because that was triggering. But okay,
she was really ungrateful. We talked about it in Chops and Props where she was just really not
happy because she did that before Darian.
Huh?
Marlon her capping because she done acted like that before.
Oh no, my wife is very grateful.
Oh, okay. I'm very grateful. You don't gotta like. I'm very grateful. you don't gotta do obscene gestures for me to feel like that there is love. But you got some people when that's when you got married to that person for, and hello? That's what stopped happening in the marriage. Then you gonna have some problems when you know keep spending all the money, keep getting these big houses that you can't afford, and making y'all go bankrupt. And then he's working, I don't know, almost 24 hours to try to pay off.
Marla,
I hate how y'all absolve the man from this.
You can't put that all on her.
No, I'm not absolving him. He's the problem. But we knew that he was going to do everything he can to keep her because that's how he got.
So she should be. This should be her fault because her man's gonna keep her.
All I'm gonna say, Mandy. All I'm gonna say is this: at some point when you get married, you should mature. And maturity means, hold on, maturity also means financially understanding that there is no endless pot of money. You didn't marry.
You can't have everything.
You're not Portia who married a rich African.
And a Guabati is living, baby.
Mm-hmm. In Brazil and
baby, they got a house
in all these fancy places. Man. Like yes. Portia can do these things and take lavish things because her pot is full with her oil money.
Pot. Yeah.
You married a doctor who makes really great money, but now I feel like after the kind of people that Toya has been around, now she's starting to look at everybody else and like this ain't good.
I need that.
For me.
I need that.
Yeah. But so we're gonna digress.
I disagree. But anyway, keep going.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
I feel like, and I've actually seen some people in the comments this time, y'all, that actually agree with me. I think the issue is that a lot of women be feeling the ways that this lady be feeling, but they are not vocal with their men, and they just get on to get along, okay? In the sake of gratefulness. But this lady really will tell you how she feel at every moment, and I don't think she should be villainized for that. I think she actually has great courage to do that.
She hasn't admitted that she knows she needs to work on her Twitter
over the last couple episodes has said, I completely hear y'all and I should not talk to my man this way.
Why do you have to hear from Twitter to not talk to you?
Because everybody is not self-aware. That's why people go to therapy. Some people go to therapy where my may not realize when his tone is offensive to me. And sometimes I may not realize the same thing. That's called life. Like you're seeing yourself on television.
But she has degraded him for about four, five, like
It's too long. Yeah, it's been like, too long.
At this point,
and in front of people.
How I feel about it is if her man is not complaining, if her man is taking up for her,
but he does complain. He does.
To her,
he does.
And they have conversations about it. That's what we watch this for. We watch television. We don't watch television to see perfect relationships, do we?
I don't think it's about seeing a perfect relationship. I think you cannot. I got to go back to the last episode into this episode because I wasn't here for the last episode. Mm-hmm. When she dressed that man down for taking her out on that date. And was like, this is something that you would like, and I would give it a C. Hold on. But we're not going to talk about that he paid all that money to close the restaurant down so the two of y'all can be in there exclusively. Like, don't play with me with that. Because at the end of the day, that is still effort. That you gave that man feedback, and instantaneously I need to take you out on a date. Okay, that man liked to eat. He's a cook. The one issue that I have with Toya is she doesn't consider her husband at all. Everything is about her. And if he doesn't show up the way that she expects him to show up, she has an issue and she throws a fit, but she never considers that man. She doesn't consider that he's working double, sometimes triple shifts to afford that lifestyle. If that man decided to walk out of the door because he has an ungrateful wife, her life is nothing. And I just feel like she has to give him some grace because at the end of the day, no, he's a doctor that's working in an ER. He's not going to feel like taking you out on dates. But guess what? When he's off, why don't you plan the date? I know you want to be okay. I know you want to be wooed, but that in a marriage, it goes back and forth. Everybody, y'all should be dating each other.
This is also why I want us to also kind of remember that we're watching a television show that is heavily edited for storyline purposes. And the whole purpose of this show is to show the imbalance of being married to somebody that is a doctor or being a doctor and being married, right? It's to show the struggles in that, right? That's the purpose of this show, right?
I mean, sure.
No, because you knew what you signed up
when the
for.
Show, no, when the well, show came the on, stop. No, let me finish my point. When the show came on, you had the doctor's wives. Quad was complaining about Dr. G, always working, never taking out the trash, all this stuff that they had going on in their marriage. Mariah was talking about Aiden working so hard and how she felt like she couldn't focus on her career because she got to cater to him. You have Lisa Nicole. I don't even remember her storyline no more. But you had
her husband was cheating.
There we go. Then you had Dr. Jackie, where Curtis was complaining the whole time about how much Dr. Jackie was working, how she didn't take care of him, how she didn't cater to him. What he do, cheat? You had Simone and Cecil arguing because she worked so much, she felt like she the man in the household because she the breadwinner. So he out
she
here.
Got a whole nother house. That
you see what I'm saying? Like, y'all acting like these relationships is just supposed to be about, I'm just going to show you how it is to be married. That's part of Toya's thing was like, yeah, like you got the money, you doing your thing, but I still want to be considered. Side note, that is their main storyline. They're going to edit it that way. On Twitter, she also has said in their whole life, she plans everything, the vacation. She takes him out on dates. She takes care of the family. Like she does all of that. So she's staying on the show.
She ain't got nothing else to do but play tennis. I don't feel sorry for her.
She could still want more. You could still want more in life. I'm sorry. You don't have to just take what somebody gives you because they make money. I don't believe in that.
Oh my God.
I don't believe in that. I don't subscribe to that as a woman. Oh, my man is the breadwinner, so whatever he say, go. And nothing I want matters. I'm just supposed to be grateful because I get to be a stay-at-home mom. No, I want it all. I want the good relationship. I want to fall in love with my man. I want to be romance. I want him to romance me. I want to romance him. And yeah, he take care of me and I can take care of him in ways that he want. I think it doesn't have to be.
Why can't
it be? Aren't we supposed because to be you're not to get
giving
better?
Anything. You're giving everything.
You don't know that's what imbalanced. She's giving.
That is completely imbalanced in the relationship.
If she wasn't given nothing, he would have been divorced her.
That's not true.
I don't think so. He would leave her regardless. He ain't going nowhere.
He would never leave her.
I don't think he would leave her because he considers her. He considers her to be a catch.
Wasn't a good wife, a good mother. He would have. I don't believe. I don't subscribe to that.
I hear you.
I feel like you should want your relationship. Just because a man is making money and is taking care of you does not mean you have to be miserable and lonely just because the fact that he's working.
I don't
working,
think
he, like
You will be lonely if you pick the man that his career for you to depend on.
She picked him, and they've been married for going on 20 years. She picked him, and she looked up and said, my kids are getting older. I'm seeing all these couples' kids get older, and they fall out of love, and they break up when their kids get grown because they didn't work on their relationship. Because
this is my question.
One's being a mama, one out here working.
Is there another way she could have... Is there a way that she could have said that?
Yes, I think she could have said it way better. I think her delivery was terrible and it came across as ungrateful. I 100% see that. But my thing is, I don't think we should vilify somebody for being honest with what they want out of life.
You are saying it for her, girl.
Here's the thing. That's Mandy's perspective. Right. But where you got to draw the line, and what frustrated me was when she was like, we used to do all the stuff with wine. And she just launched this wine line. And now she's like, well, I'm not interested in wine. We got businesses in that. Okay. So you finally decide to pick that up. And now you don't want to do the things that you and your husband were once interested in because you picked that up for work. So you can't switch it so quickly to the point where it's like, I was interested in wine. And now that I'm doing all of these tours, I'm trying to get my line off the line. I don't want to do that anymore because that's not considered romantic. Since you decided to launch this as a business and I decided to back you and help you. So again, all I'm saying is, at the end of the day, and I'm going to continue to use this word,
at home.
Relationships require grace. Marriages especially require grace, right? Mm-hmm. Because your mate will not always 100% be the person that you want them to be or that you need them to be. But it goes back to what I said earlier. There's a level setting expectation and multiple conversations that you have to go back to in order to take place. But you have to be sensitive with how you say those things, because at the end of the day, editing is editing. But a lot of people got that perspective of Toya now, like, yo, she's an ungrateful brat.
She's been like
and
that.
And that's fine. And everybody is not for everybody. That's the whole point of having an ensemble cast. You have different people that you can relate to. Like me as a woman, that's my doctor. I love her so much, Dr. Jackie, but I guess everybody values everything differently. Like work, career to me is not above love and my relationship to me. A lot of women are not like that. Some women care about their accolades and what they got going on over their family unit. And you see that with the doctors versus the wives. Like, everybody values different things. And I just feel like, me personally, I can relate to being very vocal about what I want in my relationship. And the whole purpose of being with somebody is to make it as best as it can be. And if I'm
But I feel like from a marriage, maybe because I'm triggered because I'm a married woman.
Yeah, I'm not married. So I can only speak of my relationship.
Your marriage, right? So like there's a phase where like, y'all ain't got no kids. Y'all like, you can be out in these streets and I can pursue you. We can be out all night. We can kick and work. And then you get these kids. And we also know when you get these kids, life shifts, changes. You're not the same person. They're not the same person. Y'all trying to stay above water, just trying to be parents and make sure you're giving to your kids.
And yourself.
And then, yourself and finding time for yourself. What I'm saying is, hold on, let me finish.
But she's way past that point, though, Marla. Her kids are in school. That's what she's trying to say.
You are not letting me finish.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
She's past
that's
point,
one
though.
Stage. I'm trying to get to that stage, please. Thank you. So then you get to after you have your kids. So it's easy because you're like, you're busy, right? Mm-hmm. One thing I will give Toya is he did not let her have any cleaning people. So she did have to clean. They had some cooks, but she did have to clean, right? So she's busy, right? We have family members that we have seen when the kids are younger, you're busier. Right. So even if you're a stay-at-home mom, you have a lot of other stuff that you can be doing to, you know, they're not in school yet. But once you get to the point where your kids, in her scenario, because most working people, we don't got the scenario, but in her scenario, you're a stay-at-home mom, your kids are much more mature, developed, grown. They in school for 8 hours out of the day. You got people cleaning. But for all you got to do is help cook. And we also find out that Eugene really cooks when he gets home. So she don't even got to do that. So now we're side-eyeing you because you get now, as we know, for me being a married person, time is one thing that you don't have to yourself, right? Mm-hmm. We are fighting for time for ourselves. You have to be a mother, a wife. if you're working, you have to show up at work, and sometimes even work after you put them kids down. We are fighting for time for ourselves. So what gets me mad about Toya, why I can't identify with her and I don't understand this,
you is don't she gets most of her time. No, we already talked about this.
You're not letting me finish. I let you finish. She is getting 8 hours minimum of time to herself. Mm-hmm. Minimum that most people do not get. That we are all fighting and struggling to find an hour. I get up at 5 a.m. to give myself an hour to myself to work out. And I have to fight for that time.
But you also say you would never be a stay-at-home mom.
Let me finish. It has nothing to do with her being a stay-at-home mom. I'm trying to put it to you as to why she's not connected. It has nothing to do with her just being a stay-at-home mom. If we as a viewer, for many of us,
can connect with her.
See her, they show her hitting that tennis court. Love it. Driving, showing up.
But of course you do, Mandy, because the one thing I'm going to say about my sister.
Kicking it with her buddies and her friends.
I tell you that.
My girl said, I aspire to have that life.
What? Kicking it with her friends. She ain't really even at home like that. She out these streets shopping, getting her mini bags, getting her stuff, right? Meanwhile, Eugene is doing what he needs to do to provide for the family. The kids are at school. For you to sit here and the audacity for what you did today.
Unlitigated goal.
To be like, oh, me working two shifts of a doctor is the same as you doing 2 hours worth of homework when you had all the time to yourself today. And then I'm coming home and I'm still cooking. I'm with Eugene. That fight was legit. And I'm so happy he finally stood up for himself. So then that's when it started coming out in this last season where she's like, well, you don't do this for me and you don't pursue me. And you know, I'm just sitting here just like, whoa. This man is literally showing up for you. And we know as parents, as working people, you have nothing sometimes left to give when you get home. You are fighting to just be present with your family. And then this man is seeing people die on a regular basis. This man is sitting here fighting COVID and he's still coming home. Eugene was smiling, happy to see his kids and still cooking. And you over here talking about something, you're not pursuing me. And you need to plan a date.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You need to show me you like, sis, you are lost with reality.
Right.
But, you have lost
like, girl, reality. Now, how you out of any touch type of his wife? Now?
Because like, are we forgetting seasons past where he has sat down and told her how draining working in the ER is. And she said, "Bae, you don't have to work in the ER. Let's find you a different avenue. Look at Dr. Damon.
That's easy for somebody who ain't got a pay. ER. Okay.
Oh my God, y'all. Like,
he would pay the bills. Baby, not about the job. What? He looking like, listen, do you realize what this ER point, job pays
Listen
you?
To my point. Listen to my point. They have an example. Even Dr. Heavenly talks about this with Carlos. She has an example of a man that lived that ER life, mm-hmm. that went to something else that's still lucrative, what Dr. Damon is doing, has a better stay-at-home, work-balanced life. And she asked him that literally the season before COVID. Like, he was all depressed. I can't keep doing this ER stuff. Dr. Heavenly talks about how bad burnout is in the year 10 to 12 of ER life. And he's in that point. So don't act like she ain't told him, like, babe, like, maybe let's find you a different avenue. If work is really
after
stressing
you
out.
After we keep one of the vacancy and you keep one of these bigger houses. And we
but
keep
he do too. But he does too. So and part of it
he
is
because
he chooses
wants
to do
so
that.
Mandy, you're not hearing
everything
me.
On this, girl. It's
Hold
so
on. When you care about your spouse, and this is what I'm trying to tell you.
It's so
when
bad.
You care about your spouse, if she you really meant that thing. That I don't want you to work so hard. She wouldn't request so much. This is my problem with Toya. You can't say
she got
go
so
ahead and
power.
Find
that
something
man,
else,
not a man.
But then
he
you're still
nothing.
Requiring for
no
him
control.
To keep you to do these things.
Right. He has to work. Like, he has to afford the lifestyle.
Yes, he
wants.
Has to work because he chose to let her be a stay-at-home mom.
But I think it's bigger than being a stay-at-home mom. You can be a stay-at-home mom and I have a Porsche and every Louis bag and all of these expensive clothes and all of these expensive shoes.
Don't buy it for her. Don't let her buy
best.
It. But put your foot down.
She's like, doing it anyway.
Like, y'all acting like this lady is just running the
whole. So
you
Mandy,
think,
so
okay,
we,
hold
no,
on.
So, we not, so Mandy.
Providing man
we,
that don't
we
control
not pretend.
Nothing in their house.
I'm going to let y'all deal with her because she's being
all
unreasonable.
Her. It's so
we not going to pretend like we don't know people. Okay. We not going to pretend Like, we don't know people who women will go, whose wives will go out and do whatever they want to do and drive them into bankruptcy. We're going to act like we don't know nobody in real life like that.
And that's the man's fault, too. That's but my
it's
problem.
Not. It's not.
It's not the man's
it's
fault.
Her. It's not her. Man's she's fault. A part of the all relationship right. as well.
I don't believe it. If you was a man and you the breadwinner, you
so what he's supposed to do? So what he's supposed to do?
Not give her any credit cards.
Here's the
thing.
She
can only have $50 a day.
No, here's the thing, y'all. We need to sit down and do this. I'm tired of working.
Here's the thing.
We agreed on this. Like, I'm so good.
Y'all gotta understand.
We just blame everything on Toya.
I just figured it out. Mandy is willing to be submissive in that way where other women are not. And so her perspective of what Mandy is willing to give to make sure that her man is satisfied, Toya ain't willing to give that.
But based off of what we, hold on, this is all entertainment purposes too, y'all.
Based off of what we've seen. But we can't create theories. We can only go based off of what we've seen on TV.
I'll give you that. You're right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And she can go on Twitter and have a PR person say, girl, you need to say this, and fix this because you look like a monster right now. So again, you are a different type of woman where you're willing to submit to your man in that way where if he tells that's you true. Ain't no Gucci bags, ain't no Porsche cars, lavish houses. But for her, she would leave that man if he stops doing that. And I think he's afraid of that.
So you're saying it's like a silent manipulation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Eugene is afraid to lose his wife because he cherishes her so much.
And he don't, I mean, we don't know if she, I don't want to say she don't love him like that, but you don't know.
Thank you.
You know, you don't know because she's so, you don't know. The girl be mad about everything.
I think that I admire honest people.
But honesty doesn't have to lack tact.
Yes.
It does. And I told y'all, I don't agree with how she says it. I don't agree with the way she talks
about
men
on TV. Sound like to me, because you said honesty is honesty.
Yeah. Honesty, but it is. I would rather somebody...
Can I force Simone to sit her down, Mandy? And be like, girl, your husband
Simone
is afraid
to talk. She the breadwinner.
Hold on, that's not what I heard.
From you say that her husband is scared to take her somewhere or do anything for her?
To plan anything for her because he knows. They gave an example and she was like, that was trash. That was a terrible birthday. Like, Mandy, stop it. Like, what I'm saying is, like, Toya is, if I'm being honest with you, can I tell you what it's giving? She know Quad, and one of the reasons why she don't, she's kind of envying Quad.
I don't buy none of that. Quad
gonna get her a rich
African. Quad jealousy stuff.
Quad gonna get a rich African. Quad gonna have a wonderful life.
I don't care,
and
she don't care about.
Why don't she have it then?
I don't care about none of this.
Like 6 years.
I don't care about none of this. She need to pursue that man the way she wants that man to pursue her.
And she claims she has. Off camera.
And we ain't seen it.
She said that. She has said
because
that. And
here's
then
the thing.
Let's get to the next episode.
Just like this last
episode. Let's get to the next episode.
At this man rent out yet another venue, the flower shop.
And that was beautiful. She loved it.
Girl,
okay. Did you hear her?
But they can
to her?
Well, hold on. Let me finish. They can also get cuts of her planning a date for her man and doing something that he's interested in. Mm-hmm. The issue is she don't care about what he's interested in. She's only cared about what she's interested in.
Period.
Yes. I wouldn't say that because she knew that that date that he planned for her was exactly something he would want. She knows
what
he likes.
What y'all doing it though?
I would be mad too. That's like my mom taking me to a workout class. I'm telling him like, hey, babe, I just want to spend some time with you. And I wake up on a Saturday, he tell me get dressed and he take me outside to a daggone Piedmont Park to do some running. I'm going to look at him like he crazy. Like, what is this? It's for you, not me.
But if he
or maybe
you
he just said you say, want on, to spend on, time with him.
You say you like Pilates, but you take you to a Pilates class.
Quality time is not my love language. I'm a words of affirmation, girly. But I just feel like if I'm telling you specifically what's going
on
with me in my head,
I can't.
Too hard to please.
Too hard to
please.
Too hard to please if she tell you what she wants. It's like this is an analogy.
But she really not telling you what she wants. And that's why he'd be scared.
She literally told him. You know what I like. You know what I'm interested to be.
Clearly, I don't. Because the whole time I planned this other stuff, I thought she was going to like it. And you did.
Listen. Because he did. I'm sorry. Just like this date that he planned, he know that she likes making her own arrangements. And she complained about having to buy her own flowers. So he said, you know what? Let's go to a class where we make flowers.
It's based about her complaining.
And that... At the end of the day, we can hate all we want, but she got a man that's never leaving her, and his whole mission is to please her.
I'm about to ask everybody on this call
something.
That's the problem.
Because my wife will go buy her own flowers in a minute and still appreciate when I bring her her own.
That's right. I'm not like that, so I can't.
Okay, so there you go. So again, the reason why you are so sympathetic for Toya is because who she is, you're like, yep, that's exactly what I want and how I will show up. And you can't fault other women for being mad at her because that's not their philosophy. And I don't think anybody should be mad at you because you've made it very clear your stance, right? But I think they still have a right to have an opinion and dog her out for what they see on the show. And I'm going to go back to, I'm going to go back and say it again. I've never seen her take my boy on a date. She's never taken my boy on a date. None of that. Plan and just how she wants that man to chase her, she needs to chase him.
That's fair to say because they have not shown that. You are correct. So she can say all she wants. But they have not shown that. So
ever in the 10 years of them filming, they've never shown
complain, that. Complain about the house, complain about this, complain about that.
I just feel like us as women, there's multifaceted different ways that women want to live their lives. Some women really value their career and their accolades. And like, I think this show is the perfect spectrum of different women. Like, you literally have the career driven women, then you got Heavenly that's in the middle.
More than that, you're making it seem like, Mandy, that the people who are career driven are the ones that don't like her, and that's not the truth. What I'm saying is it's more about
the whole first six seasons was the doctors against Toya
because she's ungrateful, it's more about like, how do you take care of someone who is literally saying, all I need you to do is take care of the house, take care of the kids, and take care of
same
me.
Way it happened. And
what they were saying,
telling her dad, and he went and found another woman. Same way.
No, I'm saying from a Toya perspective of you're the housewife, and there's plenty of women in America that are married to doctors that are not on the show,
and they probably hate their life,
or married to any a lawyer, or married to people who have to give crazy.
I hate my life.
Okay, Mandy's going in, and
this is a true showcase that it is so often that men are forgotten about when it comes to the pursuit. It is not only about women being pursued. If you want to be in a happy relationship, a long-standing relationship, each party in that has to pursue each other. And I'm going to keep saying it again. You see these other women on this show pursuing their men or trying to. Don't see any of that with Toya. You don't see any of that with Toya.
Only Heavenly. That's the only person I can say on the show.
I'm about to say Heavenly all day.
Dr. That's Heavenly all day. She crazy.
Let me finish my statement.
Simone, yes, not so much. But even Dr. Jackie, it took that situation to happen.
Wake her up. Telling me I'm not home. I don't feel love.
I'm trying to give perspective that's not male-based bias.
Why is it cool when a man do it and not a woman? Because this is my problem.
It's not cool either way.
People have a whole different thing. When Curtis used to go off on Jackie all the time about, you not home, you not this, I don't feel loved by my wife, you don't cook, we not a normal relationship. Nobody was taking up for him. Nobody was, oh my God, Jackie, no, until he cheated. Like,
she should have listened. I'm sorry. Like,
Jackie is the breadwinner. Jackie is Eugene in the situation. She shouldn't have listened because she the breadwinner. Like, yeah,
but we see, is Eugene really be trying. Jackie was not.
Eugene was trying to take that man cheating on her to bring her tail home by 4 p.m.
Jackie was not trying.
But Eugene is actually trying.
Right,
he really has been trying.
Look, it's seasons. Everybody got a season.
It's double standard.
It's her season to show her husband that she's willing to try as well. That's all I see it as. Next season, maybe he'll start taking you on places you want to be. But I just, I just don't know about her. I just,
sis, you getting enough. Ain't no.
I don't know what you want.
Maybe that's the thing. That's the mental difference. There is no enough. I want my life to keep getting better and better and better.
But you
got to
be careful with that because you can easily walk yourself into being ungrateful.
And that's what she's at.
I think she's never satisfied.
I think she's unhappy.
Or maybe everything could just always be better.
You're never full. I don't know. You're never gonna be full. You never gonna be full. You never gonna be happy.
So if we take it all the way back to the last house that they was just living in, it's their dream house. Got the two-story closet, everything that she wanted. It's all, you know, they writing on the framing of the house. They're writing scriptures because this is everything she wanted.
I feel
still
being bad about that.
But like you said,
property taxes came and they couldn't afford it. So she had to put a lie.
No, but that's not what she said. She said it didn't have a tennis court.
Guess what? She had to lie. You think she finna get on there and say we couldn't afford them property taxes, y'all? That equity went up so bad. Our mortgage went up $1,000.
They have literally filed almost filed bankruptcy on the show.
Yeah.
They were in so much debt. Dude was working literally 80 hours a week.
80
hours
to bad money
management
on both of them.
I don't know how y'all do this.
How was it on both of them when she spent most of the money and he's the one that's working it out?
I don't know how y'all do this.
I'm gonna pack my microphone up and take it back.
Y'all gotta let Eugene is just he does no wrong, girl. He not at fault.
More of the story.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I'm gonna pray for him. I'm gonna hope he get out this situation. We gonna pray for him.
I think you're just trying to influence us. You trying to influence us to ride the toy boat, and we ain't riding the toy boat.
Oh, I know y'all would never ride the toy boat. That's
fine. What I said. We gotta agree.
But this is my first time on the show, so you ain't know.
You said what?
I said this is my first time on the show, so I could have came on here in total support of Toya. I was coming on this way.
Like Toya, nobody likes Toya in my area.
That's not true. Last season, or was it two seasons ago, when all that stuff wasn't with Anila was going on?
I was
riding for Toya because they were attacking her for no reason.
I put that shoe on your face when she said that. I was riding
You know what? What's crazier is I was not a Toya fan until probably 3 years ago, very beginning. No, for real. Like the first five or six seasons, I hated her. I really didn't.
First season.
Yeah, I didn't like her. I was Team Mariah.
Was you not liking her because you love Mariah?
Maybe
that's
yes.
why. Because ain't no way.
Now Mariah ain't on the floor. Now you like her.
I actually am rocking with this girl.
My problem with Toya is this girl didn't have nothing. They are the same. Okay, yes. She came from Detroit. You met this man waiting tables, and the way that she be stooting up her nose, you would think that she came from a silver spoon in her mouth.
And has a degree as well.
And to be fair, she does have two master's degrees. So
yeah,
let me say this. Okay, you're right. This is degreed. They met in college. They met in school. She was putting herself through school as a waitress. But I say all that to say she still didn't have a silver spoon in her mouth. It's coming off that now that she has this fame, that nothing is good enough for her. I feel like when they first got in the marriage, she was more like, oh my God, this man is taking care of me.
She was trying to be a good wife in the very first season. You saw him really trying to be supportive.
The sunbeams of the doctors. She was really trying.
She stopped started
becoming this personality now. And I'm like, whoa.
It all happened once Mariah left.
Medicine if it wasn't for Eugene.
Well, that's because I look like she's trying to make sure that she's the top of the show.
I agree.
You got your husband.
Now you're here calling your husband, telling about his man parts is too little. You're doing too much.
There's a lot of things in life never do.
Girl, what?
That she did. She said that so she didn't actually say it, but she basically asked her, what's one thing you wish you would have known before you got married? Her answer was, but it don't get no bigger.
Get bigger.
Bro, she kicked out. Like, you
that's
done.
What I'm saying. The girl of
this is what we're saying.
Every girl, chance to disrespect Eugene,
she take
she
it.
Exactly.
She take it, get up on the batter, and she knock it out the park every time.
I will say this. I don't watch the show as often. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm hit or miss. So a lot of this context I don't have. Mm-hmm. But the one thing I do stand firm in is what I said earlier. It's like, yo, be grateful. I don't care. Both of y'all be grateful. Eugene needs to be grateful. She needs to be grateful. They both need to be grateful for what they have.
Darian, this is my question to you. Do you think part of the reason why he's so willing to do whatever, because he never thought he was going to get no baddie?
He got a bomb.
Dirty, weird guy. And
she asked me.
As a man, like, do you feel like it's a little bit of like a baddie tax? Like, when you get a baddie and you just kind of like, but I mean, I can't say that for you. I mean, but.
Well, because like, I was about to speak on it. I'm going to speak on it. Because I got a baddie and I'm fine, right? Like, but you got.
I heard that. But you also confident in yourself. Eugene, you can tell Eugene is not confident in.
We ain't going to get into all of that right now. But like, okay. Eugene, yes, right? Okay. I think Eugene was. He is very nerdy. Obviously, you can literally see it on him.
He's a dweeb, but I love it.
He's an eclectic dweeb, and I appreciate him for it. I think why he does what he does is because, to your point, he never thought that he would get a woman that he has. Now, what I will say is, I do think Toya is interesting looking, mm-hmm. in a sense where she's cute.
No.
She's cute, but she's not like knockout gorgeous cute. Like that mouth and that wait. It's just like
what?
Listen. Like
Hold on, wait.
It's the mouthpiece, right?
Right? Because her and Speedy the same for me. They both like,
and like, Simone. Yeah. And Simone.
They got
them big overbites.
But I'm just saying, like,
pass out. What just happened?
I'm just saying, like,
but it's hard, I don't everything think, else. Like,
oh, I don't think he. I don't think he ever thought that would be his wife. And so now he's willing to damage himself in order to make her happy, because
he's like self-deprecating
mind,
almost.
He's
sometimes.
Afraid that she will leave. And
she would.
Thing, a woman like that, would. A woman like Toya.
He lost that job, baby.
Hold on, let me finish.
I don't know. What
I think
do.
A woman like Toya, if the right dude walks away, she will leave her husband.
Exactly.
If she feels
I still like, think them cheating rumors had something.
I think he's scared of that. And that's why he's so like, yep. Fine, take it. Uh-huh. Do what you gotta do. Do like, because it's like, I don't know if you really absolutely. Gonna leave me. Like, I don't know.
Which means,
and for me, if I was in a relationship, I would be like, how do you like what? How do you even?
You gotta draw the line somewhere.
Yeah, like you're constantly.
And he had
like,
a hard time drawing that line.
Here's the thing, Mandy.
Honestly,
I'm not worried about
work.
I'm not worried about.
Somebody is a big bad villain in a relationship because it takes two to tango. That's always
I'm
been
not saying
my thing.
She's a villain. He can do some work too. Because he needs to put his foot down. Because honestly, after we lost our first house or whatever the situation was, money would be, it'd be like, girl, don't touch nothing. You don't get to touch
But see,
nothing.
This is why I think my problem is I know too much behind the scenes stuff from Heavenly. And Heavenly said the same thing. She was like, I thought that this was all Toya, but there's some things they be cutting out of them reunions that Eugene be saying that had me thinking it's him.
And I don't disagree
Heavenly
with that.
Heavenly has said that.
I don't disagree with that because I believe like they continue to fall into bankruptcy because both of them.
Yeah,
literally, like, I would tell y'all this, like, me and Marla will fight and argue if she had the energy of Toya, because it's like, yo, mm-hmm. I can't let you put me and my kids at risk.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's mm-hmm. my thing. You allow your family to be at risk too many times for me, sir.
Too many times too over many a bag.
You have lived in a rental longer than you have lived in a bought house because you're not doing
you're
something.
In a rental
I don't think
they've
ever really bought a house, but that one house, I think since the beginning of, that very rented. First house, that was really cute. They should have just kept that little small
see,
house.
My thing is that man, wants to go to that man makes
but in Atlanta,
money.
That wasn't even a small house.
But that's what I'm saying.
He
that man makes
bringing
too
in
much
half a
money.
Million.
He makes too much money and living in Atlanta
not
to be in this situation.
And
like,
they got the show check.
And they got
checked.
And
they said that Toya make a million a season. That so came out. She makes $1 million a season. Because
it's
she
the
wants heels. To live
above her means. It's her wine.
Surgeries.
It's the body.
Her body. Her surgeries.
She got more
all
life
of her Gucci, Prada.
Never she about head. To get surgery. I'm over here taking Ozempic. That ain't happening.
No. What I'm telling y'all. Do y'all see her hair? Her hair is done in a different weave style. Mm-hmm. So she buying bundles mm-hmm. out the wazoo every mm-hmm. week, getting her hair done and sewing $300, $400 sewing.
But that's I also think that's every a point of attraction weeks. For him. He still want her to be a baddie for him, too.
You can be a baddie with the same stuff. Weave from last week.
What her maintenance is that you
better wash that weave out.
Maybe that's what it is, Darian. Maybe I'm thinking of it in the way I feel like that I'm submissive in my relationship.
Exactly. Yes, you absolutely are.
Sure. At a certain point, maybe that's what, because I'm like, Ramon, he know, like, I feel like he put up with me. I'm a little crazy. But at the same time, it's certain things that I'm just not.
Yeah, you're not going to step out of
this. I'm just not going to do. Yeah. So maybe I'm thinking about it as like, if she's doing it, then he's letting her. Maybe that's how I'm seeing this situation.
But here's what I say. Like, because me and Marla talk about it too. It's like, there are certain things my wife ain't even going to come at me about. Exactly. Because right. She knows, right? She knows. No. She knows, like, yeah, that'll put us in a compromising situation. I ain't even going at my husband about that.
And I feel like Koya
don't care.
Which we don't mess for. And I'm going to keep prefacing this.
Based off of what we see on the show, Toya does not care.
No, she doesn't.
Heavenly even said they just got that, they're back in that rented house. And as soon as she went to BravoCon, her butt was in Hermes buying all this stuff.
What are you over there for? You know how much a Kelly bag is? Girl, what are you over there for?
A what?
A Kelly bag.
She bought a Kelly bag.
What's
from
that?
Hermes.
It's bag. Like how much is it? Market. Around how much? Around it's how like, much?
They probably started 10K. Half 10K, of
a Birkin. Okay. Said that like it's nothing.
She did. But 10K.
I'm just saying.
Let me find out you got it like that over there, Mandy.
Well, right. Oh, I definitely don't. Let me tell you something. Y'all would know about it. 10K
for Toya, that can pay for how much rent? Like, not rent, but her whatever bills she had. Like,
at least 2 months of mortgage. At least.
See, that's the thing. Clearly, they don't want to buy. I feel like, because even well, Heavenly talks about buy. It, they make enough money to buy. The thing about it is, in Atlanta, you can get a really nice house.
But Mandy, not the house that she wants. And that's what I'm trying to tell you, she only knows how to live above her means.
She want to live next to the Gerbadias. Okay, they're going to be next to the Gerbadias. Okay.
She's not even next to them. She far out.
If she can be next to
them, they live in Buckhead. She in Alpharetta. Now, I ain't going to lie. I told y'all I went up in that neighborhood now.
Mm-hmm. She want to go back to where she was at.
It would kind of be hard for me. That's where she is. The that's house like, that they're renting is in the same neighborhood as the house that they had sold.
That even lets me know. That's lets you know.
It's in the same neighborhood. Yeah, they live in the same neighborhood still. They're just renting that house.
There's nothing in this world, in my opinion, worth you constantly risking your marriage for. And I feel like at some point, the stuff... Mm-hmm. is going to be too strenuous on your marriage. Yeah. And either there's going to become a time where he's like, I'm not doing this for you. And she's going to be like, well, I'm leaving. Or mm-hmm. he's going to be like, I've done too much for you and I'm leaving. So I feel like mm-hmm. both of them are in this really tough spot.
I think so
because
too.
they're toxic for each other, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Because he's enabling this mess. If it's the way that y'all say it is, then he's just letting her do whatever he let her. He's a net. It's enabling.
Because here's what's not making sense to me, Mandy. If I'm literally a wife and I'm like, I want my husband home more. Do you know what I would do?
What she would do?
I would say, you know what? Maybe can we talk about like, what can we downsize? So you don't feel like.
Exactly. But what if she's had that conversation? He said, no, we good. We staying.
At some point, you gotta, but you have to be, at some point, I want her to be the one to say, you know what, babe? No, forget this. We doing this because I need to look at it. Look at us. Look how we living. We could be doing so much better. Like, take control. Mm-hmm. I want her to take control, not just leave that to him to do.
Ultimately, it's like, it's one of those things.
Yeah.
Well, and you have to literally say, look, we're not going to make it if we don't fix whatever this is. Like we are already stressed too thin. The kids barely see you. I barely see you. Like we need to figure something out.
And that's what a housewife, when a housewife comes in and creates structure and order, that's what I want from her.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking from her.
I just don't think that's in either.
It's not in her.
Yes, no, I don't think it's in either one of them.
Yeah, I don't think it's in either one of them. And I think that's the problem. And
I love that my wife want to work because it's more money, period.
That part.
More money to save, more money to do things.
Yeah. I just want her to, here's the thing too. Yeah, I don't know.
Outside of the money part, I think so many women lose their identity when they say being a housewife, right? Because when those kids leave,
they don't know nothing.
Back in our early career Target days, like, I remember hiring a woman who literally came and she was frantic for a job because she's like, my kids are gone. I don't know what I'm going to do. I need something to do. And she's like, wherever you put me, that's where I'm willing to go. The sweetest woman ever.
Yeah.
But I feel like so many women lose their identity and quite frankly, fall into a depression when they are just in the house.
I just
like everything is about everybody.
Her kids ain't gonna get those. We're not gonna do.
Hold on. Because I do think
Marla just had she's not gonna be objective.
I think y'all have a platform and y'all have a responsibility to talk about this in a sense where it's like, yes, and though.
Yeah.
Like, yes, you can be these things and you can pull yourself up out of it. But the behaviors that you are exhibiting ain't gonna help you. So you need to go and go to therapy, do what you need to do so that you can be a better person for yourself, first of all. But then stop inviting your husband to go down these bad paths with you because of the things that you want. Because it's a simple invite and he's accepting it every time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every time. Because it's gonna make her happy at the end of the day.
I said that. In our episode where we talked about it, I said I truly feel like the root of the problem is Toya's not happy with herself. She don't know what she wants out of life. Mm-hmm. And she's just grasping at straws. I said that. I don't feel like the reason why it seems like nothing's ever enough because she truly just don't even know what it would be for it to be happy okay for her.
She like Martell.
Dang.
She just doesn't know. She's grasping at straws and she's in a pattern of this is what I've been doing. And like you said, like her kids are in school. So she's getting a little bit of taste. And she mentioned it. She said, like, our kids getting older when they leave and go to college, like, what are we gonna have? Like, you're gonna be working, I'm gonna be at home, then what? Like, I think she's literally like,
what was it before y'all had kids? He was working and you was home.
I think she had her kid like the first year of marriage. you have to listen to them, like she talked because if you go back to the very first season, Heavenly and Mariah, well, Heavenly wasn't on the show at the time, but she was also around them. They brought her on the show because she was a new mom and a new wife to a doctor and was trying to be this person. That was her storyline.
Well, that's the problem. She'd been trying to be this person.
So, Mandy, my question to you is this. How do you think Toya will respond to Eugene the next time she comes to him and goes, well, I'm bored and I ain't got nothing to do. And he say, well, go find a job so that you can be satisfied in another area other than just staying at home.
I don't think she will respond well because I don't think that she believes that having a job will give her purpose.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Everybody is different. There's a lot of people in life who, you know, am I passively preaching about that? You put on this earth for certain things. Some people are on this earth and they have this career path and your past goal again. And these achievements.
We already been there. He be helping me out in life.
And achievements in life and things like that. And then but it's like, I feel like there's examples and it could be like a generational thing. Listen to me. Do you value your grandmother any less that she been a stay-at-home mom that's never had a job? She's the greatest lady you'll ever meet.
My grandma did work.
Granny had y'all slinging hot dogs.
Granny had a lot of jobs.
Granny had a lot of jobs.
What I'm saying?
Y'all social needs, kids.
Mother Bella almost ever worked. She was a maid. What up, Marcus?
I'm talking about career wise. When we started a traditional.
But I don't even have a tradition. Let me go, Marla. Listen, I'm not letting you go
because I know how you feel. You're extremely masculine. You believe in career.
No, I don't. You didn't even let me finish. My issue is, Toya, most women who stay at home still find other things, whether they give to charities and
that's not true. We know a bunch of stay at home.
I look at Emily Gilmore. Can I finish? Emily Gilmore is one of my favorites.
Character. Just like Toya.
That's a fictional character.
Ooh.
That's a script. Wait, Shay said
Toya a fictional character too.
She a fictional character and she miserable, just like folks that we personally know.
You can compare somebody that was written in a script, a literal written. I'm talking about stay-at-home moms that you know. Calm down. What I am saying is,
most women, even if they're married to athletes, they all have their lives.
That's why the whole thing WAGS was a thing. They wanted some camaraderie because they never with their man. They complain about it, but they stay because of the lifestyle. That's the whole point of the WAGS show. Basketball wives. That's the whole. All these women be lonely.
Brittany Mahomes ain't giving lonely. Brittany Mahomes looking real happy right now.
Where do you go to find fulfillment? She's a groupie. Like. For real, like let's talk about this though.
They go within their friendships. That's the whole purpose of shows like A Married to Medicine, a community of women like Mariah started a camaraderie around. It was started off about being doctors' wives, and then they brought in doctors. But it was about the camaraderie of them being alone. Mariah has said this. Quan used to say this. Even Dr. Heavenly used to talk about when Damon was really in the ER, she was lonely. Like, all of these women have said this.
I'll continue to preface and say I don't have all the context, but if that's the case, why do they fall out with each other so much? If they need each other so bad, why do they fall out?
It's still television. You still got to have some drama. It's still a formula.
Them fights be fights, though. They do be fights, but it's still a formula.
It's a formula, it's a game.
Toya fight for first season. They ended up best friends.
And they ended up besties after
For me, everybody needs to be able to find fulfillment in some capacity within their own self.
Agreed. And it doesn't have to be the same thing as everybody else. She is depending on the spouse to make her happy. It has to be something.
And that's why she's not happy.
If you're constantly depending on, and I'm going to keep on saying it, as the show depicts, materialistic things, you're never going to be satisfied. You're never going to be happy. You're going to continue to be miserable.
I 100% agree with that.
So hopefully this LaWine line that she's doing, she finds something in it because she's interested in wine, from what I understand. Hopefully she finds fulfillment in that. But now she's looking at it like work, so she ain't interested in it no more.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Or she can try to do something. She likes to play tennis.
Why did you put up a business if that was going to take your passion away from it?
I mean, but that happens a lot. I loved fashion until I worked in fashion. I mean, when it becomes a job, it is different. It just is.
But fashion ain't a wine
becoming
line.
Jobs. I get it, but like passion and jobs, I don't know. I just feel differently about working. I don't know. I just
say you don't want to work. I don't see my value.
I mean, I feel like I'm a very successful, high earning woman in my own right. Okay. But it's just not everything to me. I don't know. It's just not like my answer to happiness wouldn't be as a stay at home mom to go find a job. Like, that wouldn't be my first answer.
What we're saying is it don't got to be a job. It could be volunteering at your kid's school.
That's what
it
I was saying.
No, Marla, you said go get a job.
Actually, that was me.
In past conversations you have.
What I just said was, and you got on me about Emily Gilmore. I said most women who are stay-at-home moms are very involved in a lot of charity work that keeps them really busy.
Toya just literally sits at home.
Find something that you're passionate about and go do something.
Was she not so miserable? She made her daughter miserable to the fact her daughter didn't talk to her for years and she had to pay for her granddaughter to go to school to have a relationship with her daughter and her granddaughter? All right.
Yeah, but she chose to be a stay-at-home wife. So was she happy? No, she wasn't happy.
She did charities and she had other things. She didn't have value.
She was Emily found value in what other people thought of her. And I feel like this is why she was never happy, and Toya's the same way. If you're constantly looking at other people to give you a sense of belonging and a sense of nod, you're never going to be the top person. You're never going to be fulfilled by what other people think of you. If you don't have nothing that brings you light in the middle of your day, I would respect her more if she was like, yo, I spent so much time at tennis. I wanna start a youth tennis
league. Well, she did that with wine, and you didn't respect it.
Wine,
so no, you wouldn't respect it. Not charity. You wouldn't respect it. You don't like Toya.
Well, here's the thing. I'm gonna say the only reason why I don't respect the wine situation is because what you used to love to do with your husband, because you picked that up, now you hate it, and you criticizing him for you picking that up. That's a problem.
She was a man.
You said what?
That's you, what? Your man talk, your man
thing. I guess. I'm just saying.
I got her point.
I'm just saying.
I got that point.
What's she going to do with it?
I completely understood her point.
And like, if I'm being honest, when you have kids, some of the best days that you have to have for those who can't afford to always have a nanny or somebody come to watch their kids are dates at home. And so for you to minimize that to me was even just like, I have nothing for Toya. Like that whole scene for me was just like, wow.
Because what if that's what they can afford? Maybe what if that's what they can afford because of the house, because of everything else. Maybe that's what they can afford. Some at home dates is like, yo, we doing dates at home because, and I'm mad at you because you know our circumstance, and you put me on this camera and you calling me out.
I get it.
Right.
What
he's saying is so many
ways we can't afford to be going out every.
Applebee's. Especially when you go to the McDonald's.
She don't want Applebee's.
Now you think you can switch my phone? No, McDonald's. She ain't going to McDonald's. She gonna eat on McDonald's. All that money she just spent on that body.
Yeah. As a parent, your thoughts change.
That's what I'm trying to say.
When you start paying private school tuition.
Yes, both of her kids are in private school.
But two kids, and you driving them an hour each way. So we talking gas, car maintenance. You know, yes, we're talking about lunches, we're talking about field trips, we're talking about all these additional things, their activities, whatever it is that they do, all of that stuff adds up. So, in the beginning, they could do whatever, they could be outside, but now
you take her to Bahamas on a weekend. Yeah. Like, but you got kids.
You don't have that. When you have kids, you just don't have that.
That
ability.
Just sounds like hell then. I don't know what to say.
It's really. It's what you make of it.
If you value things, then yeah, it can feel like hell. Yeah. But if you value the person that you're with and you care more about spending time with the person than all the extra stuff that you're asking for, then it does not feel like hell.
Actually love your man. And
I do.
And that's debatable if she really love him, because the way she treat him, I can't tell.
Because here's what I'm going to say.
I don't think you would be with somebody for almost 20 years with no love. Like, I've told
Marlo. He's getting you everything.
There's plenty of women out here married to jokers with no love.
We can speak from personal experience from people that we know who have been together for 20 years or more, and we question, do they have the look of love?
Golly.
So therefore, it's possible. It's doable. And if you're getting everything,
I don't know, man. I appreciate her on television.
Here's what I'll say.
I appreciate you too, Mandy.
I need her to be a character.
You don't see her as like the human that we're looking at it, because
the real life of like.
I don't think all reality TV is real.
I gotta say something, because Mandy said something earlier, and I want to.
What I say?
You were saying you guess you don't something about the relationships, and I forgot already. But anyway, I know what I'm gonna say.
What you gonna say?
There are certain relationships that start off where both people ain't got nothing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all build and grow together. And a story but a story that I oftentimes tell people about me and Marla is Marla and I were dealing with each other when I was broke. And we've helped each other get to this point in our lives where I don't question if she deserves something or not. If it's a high dollar item that I want to go get her, I'm going to get it because she's earned that, right? She deserves that. And one of my boys called it no crate, no couch. If you're not willing to be with me when I ain't got nothing, or when I'm in the slumps or I'm struggling, you don't deserve to be with me at my highest point. And marriages and children and all of that, like that crate, no crate, no couch. And you get up to that tufted couch when you have kids, sometimes you go right back down to that no crate, no couch. And then you got to find balance again. And so I don't think that couples should only be like, well, you used to do this. Well, yeah, things have changed to Shay's point. Like, we're paying for school now. Mm-hmm. We're paying for an extra mouth to feed now. We have to run extra errands now. So I think it goes back to, I'm going to keep saying this, ebbs and flows.
Or maybe they should have like you said, a conversation where it's like, okay, yes, I know I did this, blah, 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 blah. This where I'm at now. How can we feel
absolutely
that closeness? I think she's just a brat and she's screaming out for help. And well, she's doing it.
Everybody's screaming out for help. Melody was screaming out for help.
And that's she's doing it the wrong way.
Joy.
She's doing it the wrong way.
Whatever her name is, Latoya.
And I think that if she was to sit down and tell Eugene in that way of like, I just want to feel more. I think the moral of her story that I hear from her in all these conversations is she just want her man to be more in tune with her emotionally and see her where she is now.
Emotionally.
And what did you say, Jasmine? Wait, what did Jasmine say?
He's spoiled rotten. He has spoiled her. But, to the point she's
and
rotten.
I get it. And I think that she wants him to meet her where she currently is mentally. And I feel like that's the okay thing to ask your man.
We know some spoiled women in our coupledom. And I can't say that by you giving them everything, it turns out okay. And I'm not going to speak on specific situations.
I didn't say give her everything.
I'm going to say if it's always been about what you can do for me, it's never going to end well.
Yeah.
It's never going to end well.
But I just said I feel like it's more so about him meeting her emotionally where she is, learning who she is after having these kids. Her interests are changing, and
he can do that at home. And we can plan dinners at home, and I can cook for you. To me, Darian could cook for me.
I'm talking about big picture here. I said what I hear from her in the way, in what I get, the spark notes of what I see and hear. This is what I'm thinking that she's really meaning.
But if she really meant that, Manny, then she wouldn't berate him so horribly when he doesn't meet her expectations.
The reason why I feel like this is because this last episode, when he took her on a date doing something she would like, 10 out of 10. I love this. Thank you, baby. Oh, my God. Because he knows that she likes flowers now.
Let me tell you something.
Maybe she didn't like doing flowers.
Like, why can't we do something we both like to do? Why is everything about you?
Clearly, Toya likes to eat, so she shouldn't have been acting a fool at that butcher shop.
Okay.
That's something they both like to do.
Shout out to you, Toya. I understand you. Everybody else don't understand you. Shout out to you, girl. Live your
shout out to you for disrespecting your husband since season one and still being married.
Get what you. Yep. Shout out to you for your man understanding you and why he married you, and he know exactly who he with, and you know who you with, and y'all still together. Amen. Black love.
And they talk.
Every relationship is different. What floats your boat don't move her ocean, and vice versa. And that's okay. That's all I'm trying to say.
What's gonna move her boat is that probably the. I think I'm cheating.
And she ain't single. She got a man.
Them cheating rumors have some validity to me now, because she clearly is.
Good for you. But what floats your boat?
She probably was working on something a little bit more.
She might not like your marriage.
Y'all.
She might not like your marriage.
No, she wouldn't.
Our marriage ain't on TV to be picked apart either.
Right. But what if it was? It's going to be some people across the world that may not agree with y'all marriage.
But we ain't on TV. We didn't sign up for that.
I'm saying if you were to be. Everybody not gonna agree with everything. That's the whole point of having a diverse cast of people on reality shows. If we only watch TV and everybody the same exact person, got the same exact problem, got the same exact conflict resolution, we wouldn't be watching TV. It wouldn't be entertaining. Part of why we watch reality television is to see different avenues of life.
We do see different avenues of life. I mean, I can agree with you that she probably does want him to see her where she is now.
But I think that requires what Darian was saying, is that you together need to understand where y'all are in this current phase of parenting, working, stay at home mom. Mm-hmm. Figure that out. And what does that look like for us at this point? And next year, we may be at a different point. So we may need to check in and do something different.
Or and relearn each other next month.
Yeah. Because the conversation can easily be, okay, I see you stressed out. You work in double shifts. Can you work two less double shifts a week so that we could spend time together?
Mm-hmm. She's asked that before.
Did she stop spending money?
But revisionist history is crazy. That's what we need to name this episode.
Don't make me, tonight I will go.
I am working all the shifts to cover all your mess.
I will find it. That's fine. There you go. I got y'all. Revisionist history, because she's had multiple conversations with him like that.
But yeah, but she had to stop spending money. So it's like, I keep telling you, it's 1 minute it's like, I want to spend time with you. But then it's like
you clown her if she don't. It's just not gonna be.
But I said, Mandy,
a conversation without changed behavior is a problem.
Exactly.
You gotta still change your actions. You're
not going to see it for. It's okay.
I'm at the point, we're not going to see it for. Let's just agree to disagree.
Yeah, you're just not going to see it for. It's okay.
Mandy, I hope Toya calls you and invites you out and say, girl, you're my rider, because the amount of irrational riding that you're doing for this woman is crazy to me. But okay, I got you.
I'm not the only one. Y'all can go in the comments.
All of y'all.
I think I need to stop listening to Heavenly and
I absolutely Carlos. Think you should because my
whole you view of reality TV, because I don't see it for what it is on TV.
I still think it's trash.
I can pick it out.
I still think it's trash.
I just
think there should be lines.
They had to have a moment. They had to have some type of frictional moment on this episode.
Not my marriage.
Simone do this.
That ain't gonna be my friction point.
Make me have like to I fire said, somebody in my office. The only real not.
Person that has a line.
Right. Yeah, somebody that got chlamydia. Like I said,
the only person that has a real line about their marriage is Dr. Heavenly. Everybody else's marriage is par for the course. Period.
Well, the only reason why Dr. Heavenly stuff on lock because that man scared of her, but that's a whole nother conversation, too. That man definitely scared. Y'all remember that one? I think it's all around.
Y'all remember that episode where he told her, well, he cussed her out, told her to get up in that car because she was acting a fool at that house.
He did.
He told me everything I needed to know about that baby. And she ran in that house.
Mm-hmm. Baby, she ran. She was in the car like, baby, she shut that mouth. She shut that mouth up.
Hey, bro, no.
And she said,
they scared of each other when they get to talking like that. When the word said in that car.
I think so, too. Hitting her in the head with a pen, all that drama, that was real.
No, she hit him in the head with a pen, but I feel like they both crazy with it.
But that's the reason
why she let that.
They gotta create some drama.
Yes, he is.
Ain't he cute?
Yeah, he is.
I was gonna do something right now, but I'm not gonna do that. So that's okay.
That's it.
I just feel like Simone, they had to get something cracking because nothing else was going to crack. Think about it. If we don't have this fake storyline about going to South Carolina, what else we going to have? What else was we going to have? Like, you got to think about it.
I'm waiting to see my man sometime. Act the fool with Sweet Tea because he coming. I can't wait for it because he going to cut up. Dr. G going to cut up.
Dr. G? At some point.
You think so?
At some point. The real Dr. G going to come out of it.
Here's the thing. She can't give him what he wants.
I think it's going to be when she, and I think it's going to be him seeing her go off on, like, Jackie and them. I think that's going to be, like, because I saw, like, on the preview, there was a moment of them in the bedroom, and he just looking at her like.
He was sitting there with his arm on that table, like, on that chair, like, nah, this ain't
real Dr. G going to come out at some point.
I can't wait for it.
It's going to come out at some point.
I can't wait for it.
Yeah. Heavenly said he been faking, so we'll see.
Yeah, he too nice. He went in nice. No, please.
No.
Way too nice. Too understanding, too nice.
No, my brain.
He gonna have his moment, and I'm gonna be right there watching. Like, yeah, bro, go ahead, go off.
I just want him to act how he was with Quad, like,
cause he probably the same as that man.
No, but Quad irked though. But Quad irks.
That's true.
Quad knows how to bring that out of people.
Oh, you don't like another person? I'm being good.
I'm gonna go. This is
Quad know how to bring that out of people.
We've had that conversation. All right,
but we done. Okay, so First of all, this we're going to do this in two parts, y'all. So y'all got a two-part. Bro,
here we are. This was supposed to be hour.
We never can do it. Yeah,
we did.
Hour and a half.
But, but we enjoyed ourselves. We got to give Darian a round of applause for dealing with four women and the only male to handle the male perspective on this. So
y'all had me sweating over here. I ain't doing this again.
You did a good job. But no, for real, like we appreciate y'all for listening. Like, subscribe.
Shout out to the stay-at-home mamas. Everything. We love you.
Shout out to the stay-at-home mamas. Y'all still putting in work. And trust me, it's work that a lot of us do not want to listen. Y'all,
baby
y'all
girl
doing
be at school
okay?
on time
y'all
every day.
All right. Shout out to the stay-at-home mamas. Baby. And picked up when it is time to pick her up. Amen. And I love her still, but. Shout out to the stay-at-home mamas. Shout out to the working women that's still trying to figure out how to find time for you.
I know that's right.
Be a good wife and be a good mama, right? Just shout out to everybody for just living and just trying to find their purpose and just trying to be better themselves and just be good people.
Amen. I know that's right.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. So that is it for this. We will see y'all next week. Peace.
Y'all crazy.